KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Uh-oh. This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
To all the things, there are a number of sides to use peat moss or not. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just telling you what, how I feel with it. Okay. So the coco core is the other one. That is the moisture retention. That will be okay to hold it. And a lot of them are coco core anyways. It is very beneficial to use. Now, all of these things together are going to be okay for planting. This would be something maybe to use, like we talked about in the last hour, for the jalapenos, right? Give it an extra something. Start it in a smaller plug type, then move it to the soil. So it can actually start to develop and get that root system to put in. Now, if you go into a lot of garden centers, if you see plants that are in a 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch for veggies, you're more than likely going to see the peat, I wouldn't call it pot, but the peat root system. It could have been one of these plugs. It could have been just a little peat pot that biodegraded a bit. But it's going to be in something, and that's a great way to start it. Great way to get it in there. Right? So these would be good for that and others. Now, some hydroponic type products, you know, they will just say they don't need the soil. They are using the moisture. They're using that for the root system. But I can understand what Sandy is looking to do here. Get them started for that system that she already has in place. Now, a concern that Sandy has is the sponges used in some brands of hydroponic gardening are not organic. Some of them list materials such as polyurethane, synthetic binders, or nondescript additives. Her concern is that the roots of the plants will absorb whatever material the sponge is made of and bring it up to the plant part we would eat. Do you agree this is what would happen, or does it not matter what material the sponge is made of? Well, I'll say this. Anytime I hear polyurethane, I don't want to have that. Now, it's not going to fully leach out into everything, and it's not going to be a major issue, but I would look at something that isn't like that. I don't know how to say it nicely. I apologize. So that's where those organic, the OMRI certified pods are coming into play, and that's why I think those are better here. And a lot of the hydroponic gardening, you know, might be not organic. So look for something that is, in my opinion, the best you can, especially if you're concerned with that. And realize, though, it is a small piece. It's not a large amount, but it is very close when you start. Right? When you start that seed, it's a very compact area, so it is in its main system. So to me, you know, I would say let's go with the first one you discussed, the Ventana Plant Science pods, for all of this here. One more question to add to it, because they're all together. I kind of wanted to break them down so it was easier to understand here. Now, she has the same concern with soil moist, which is made of synthetic products. Online, it says soil moist granules is not recommended for edible plants. It's a water retention product designed specifically for ornamental plants, and community feedback indicates it should only be used as decorative gardens or potted flowers. That is where AI has a problem, because that was written by AI. I know, because I looked, there was a link to go to. AI looks at reviews now. I don't know if you've noticed this on Google or Amazon, anywhere. They'll look at the reviews and say, based on the reviews, only use it for this or this. It's not good for here. And that's because one person said it. Now, I've known the guys at Soil Moist for years. My father knew them way before this. These guys have been doing this in the greenhouse, commercially, retail for years upon years. I have no problem with the soil moist at all. I want to give you a little bit more detail on the other side of this break, and then we'll go into the plant problem that Sandy has as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCCars.com.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now we've got a few questions from Sandy out of Chelmsford. One of them was an email that I missed, so I apologize. So that's why I'm taking a bit of time to answer these, because this was an email a couple weeks ago that I might have missed. So I apologize ahead of time. Now, we're talking about soil moist granules. And again, it comes up on a AI-generated, they call it community feedback, that it should be decorative gardens and potted flowers. Now, soil moist is something that we've been using in my family for years, right? It is just a product that we have always used without an issue. Now, regular soil moist on the package itself is labeled for indoor and outdoor use. For potted plants, vegetables, gardens, hanging baskets, and more. Now, it's a polymer that will reduce the plant waterings by 50% for up to 3 to 5 years in the soil. It's a non-toxic, safe, and economical to use. Basically, it holds the water up to 200 times the size of it and will slowly release it as needed. Now, I did a little bit of research, and in the past few years, Soil Moist has actually come out with a product for something just like this, where you're like, yeah, no, I get it. You're saying it's safe, but I still have questions, and that's okay. So, they have a product called Soil Moist Natural. It's a grafted starch copolymer. The starch in the polymer is derived from corn. It is safe to use on all plants and vegetables. Soil Moist Natural is also designed to reduce plant waterings by 50%, but this will only last an entire season. There's a couple sizes that is available in. But it is, again, a starch polymer on this. So it's not going to last as long in the soil, okay? So this would be a good option to look at for what you're looking for with your vegetables. If you're saying, hey, you know what, I believe you, I understand that it says it's safe, but I'm just being cautious. So this is a good one to do, to take a look at. It's right on their website. I'm sure you can find it in one of the online retailers, because I'll tell you, Sandy, I know I don't have it at the Mahoney's in Chelmsford, this one. I probably should. I should probably look at it, and I'll talk to the guys there. But I know I don't have it, so I'm not going to send you there to look for it. So, again, they have a couple options. This one is the natural product, okay? Take a look. There's a little bit more detail than what I can tell you on here on their website, but the big thing is it doesn't have a long residual, just like most organics. Organics usually don't last very long on anything because they don't have those polymer, the chemicals to hold them in place a little bit more. And so this will sit and take longer. You know, the starch that's based off of the corn is something that's going to help it not fall apart, if you will, or not get everything out at once. You'll have it that slow release. So it is something, you know, as an option for you, the Soil Moist Natural. Okay. Now, we got one more question that's a big one that I want to get to. I'm right at the break here. So we're going to talk a little bit about a Schefflera plant, right? So Sandy has a Schefflera plant that we're going to discuss, and we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Now, just a reminder, we have a couple ways to get a hold of us. Phone number, 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number, or you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munster to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
560-6468.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At 100 years old, a World War II veteran rides slowly through a Veterans Day parade route, seated in a convertible, waving to a sea of cheering faces. Children wave flags, spectators clap and call out their thanks. Some simply stand in quiet respect as he passes. Decades earlier, he had been a young soldier in the chaos of war, wounded twice in combat, surrounded by uncertainty. Now he represents something enduring, resilience, sacrifice, and a lifetime of quiet patriotism. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And if you miss anything from today's show or a previous show, you can go to anywhere that you download your podcasts and search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. You'll be able to find us. Again, the Paul Parent Garden Club. You'll get a couple episodes. They always come out Monday afternoons. So if you miss something, you should be able to hear it. Now, one more question from Sandy, and this was actually this week's question. I threw it out of order, but I wanted to get all these questions answered today because I think it's timely. All right, so hi Patrick, I have a 6-foot Schefflera that I've had for years. Recently, the tips of some of the leaves are turning yellow, and she sent a couple pics. When I turned the leaves over, it looked like these other pictures, which I'll explain in a second. It seems to have started on the lower leaves. About a month ago, I changed the location of the plant, so I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it. I wiped the backs of the leaves with alcohol, but nothing came off. Do you have any idea what could be and what I can do about it? It would be a shame to lose this beautiful plant. So, let's go to the pictures. And obviously, we're on the radio here. You can't see my pictures here. But a Scheffler, also known as an umbrella plant, you look at it, and it's the tips of the leaves are starting to turn yellow. They're about maybe a quarter of an inch on its way in. And then when you look at the leaves, it's kind of bubbled on the back of where the yellow is on the front. And it looks like there's a little bit of, they're very white, right? Now, she's not seeing any insects. And based on the pictures, I'm not seeing any insects there. But there's a couple things that we want to discuss. Now, the most common issues with the Scheffleria are overwatering, underwatering, insufficient light, a pest, an environment or environmental stress, right? Environmental stress could be a change in atmosphere. It could be a change in a few things. But we're going to go over these kind of one by one to see how we can build this Scheffleria back. Now, for overwatering, it can definitely lead to the yellowing leaves. They're drooping, but the stems would start to get mushy, right? You'd have to look at the soil itself and see if it's draining really well. I'm going to say it already does because of the fact that you've had this for a number of years. You probably haven't changed the way you're watering. Is it underwatering? It can show the same signs. It can show yellowing. There could be leaf drop. But again, I don't think that's the issue. To be honest, I'm going to go over all these for anybody else who has an issue, because it could be one of these. But I think it was the change in scenery where it was, honestly. I think it just that it's an environmental factor. You know, that relocation could have caused an issue. The other thing I want you to look at with it is, did you move it into a spot where the temperatures fluctuate a little bit more? Is it closer to a door with a draft? Is it, less sun, more sun? What's going on? What actually did you change in the environment? Okay. But let's think about the light requirements, because this has an impact. So the Scheffleria loves bright indirect light. So what will happen when there's not enough light, it'll be leggy. The growth won't be as hot, like heavy, like strong. But you don't want to go the other way where it gets so much sun that it can actually burn the leaves. And those leaves start to stretch and they're losing their oomph. They're losing their energy, and it just is starting to affect them. Doesn't look like it. It looks like it could be part of that on this. Now, pests and diseases that come about into Scheffleria. Now, the common pests are spider mites and mealybugs. Now, the mild infestation could be treated with like a insecticidal soap, right? Or a neem oil if you see a big issue. Now, if it's a fungal or a bacterial infection, it has a lot to do with proper watering, ventilation, and maybe it's poor airflow. So I lean to one of these a little bit here because of it starting at the lower aspect of the plant. A lot of times the lowest part is very dense, more foliage there. So maybe it needs a little bit more light there, which brings us back to that environmental stress that says, when we moved it, is that area getting less light, or is it actually getting even more light and starting to burn it, right? What I'd like you to look at is look and see if you have the mealybugs. They're little, like, fuzzy little white bugs on there. The reason why I'm saying that is the back of the leaves looked awfully white. I don't know if it was just what the picture was taken, if it was what it was. Look along the plant to see if something like a mealybug is happening. You'll be able to see them on the stems, on the leaves. I know what you said. You washed these down with the alcohol to see, and there was nothing there. Kind of just do a little bit deeper in there. I'm not seeing spider mites. Spider mites would have had, like, would have skeletonized this, and they would have sucked the juices out, and that's not what I'm seeing here on these leaves. So take a look there. Like I mentioned, the drafts could be an issue. This plant is a tropical. It likes warm weather. If the temperature drops below 60 degrees in the area around it in the draft, it could actually cause issues with the tips on those leaves. One thing you could do is increase the humidity, get it so there has more moisture in the air around it to help bring it back a little bit. Now, finally, one factor that, you know, could really have a lot to do with it, is it a nutrient deficiency? When was the last time it was fertilized? We want to look for something that is a balanced. It can be a very minimal type of houseplant food. We're not looking for high energy nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. The other thing I would look for you to do is, if you use fertilizer before, it would be something to add to the soil with your fertilizing, right? Mix it in water, pour it into your plant to help give it something back. When a plant is stressed like this, it needs something. You know, we go and we get chicken soup. You know, we go through certain things when we're sick, right? We have certain meals that help us. Well, plants can't say, hey, I want chicken soup. We need to do that for them, and that's where those fertilizers come in. But the protolyzer is one that will kind of act like that. It's probiotics. It's helping the plant. It's getting the energy back to the root system to go back into the plant and help it. Get it stronger. Make it thrive. So the protolyzer is definitely one that I would highly recommend using. And, you know, Sandy, I know you've listened for a number of years, so you know all about it, but the protolyzer is a product that, when a plant is stressed like this, you can actually use it, you know, every 10 days. And by using it, it is just getting more and more energy into the plant where it needs to go. Okay, so it's helping that plant grow. This is something that is OMRI listed, so it's good for veggies or any of the plants as well. So this is something you could use on the plants that you've started indoors. It's not just for fixing an issue on a plant. It's helping it, but it's actually can be used throughout the growing season as an additive to your fertilizer to make that fertilizer work better. This one again has, it's fighting off some of the pathogens and diseases. It's helping reduce some of the other issues. And it just allows it to just get back to where it needs to go. This is a product from Natural Alternative. You can find it on the grow section of their website. And you go to natural-alternative.com. And at the, and when you first come in, there's four tabs right in the middle of the website. And click on the one that says grow. It's going to bring you, the top two are the two sizes of protolyzer. I believe a 6 ounce and a 4 pound container. awesome stuff to use. I know I mentioned it with the jalapenos earlier, but Sandy, for your products that you are starting from seed, this might be a good one to work with too. Because it goes into water. It mixes with water and it'll absorb into the plant that way. So that might be a good benefit to help you, and maybe you already do it, but just wanted to add that to it. Now with that Schefflera, just to kind of finish off the subject a little bit here for everybody, take a look at the following. You know, look at the root system as well. Now, with a bigger plant, it's harder to do, but if it's a smaller, kind of see how the roots are. You might even see some of them circling on the outside or circling on the top. But we're going into a season that if we're going to bring it outside during the season, it might be a good time to transplant it. Put it into the next size up pot. Because maybe that root system is so overdeveloped that it can't really get all the nutrients it needs from the soil, and it needs to be able to be in something else. So get the next size up, possibly. But take a look at the roots and see if they're circling. If they are, you definitely need to replant it. One final thing. I know I already said final thing. I do this all the time. I apologize. But if there is an issue with the insects and mealybug, I want you to spray with a insecticidal super soap or neem oil. We got some warm days coming up. It might be like 60 on some of the days. If it's a nice sunny day, put it outside, spray it down, and I'm going to tell you this. Spray it down even if you don't see the insects. It's not going to harm it. They're both organic products here. They don't have a huge residual. But what we're doing here is we're treating it, getting it ready for any of the things that it possibly could be. And the neem oil and the insecticidal super soap is not going to affect that plant to the point where it's going to burn it or cause issues. And so by doing this, we're just preventing something from happening. But take a look at where you have it. If there is a drastic change in the light, that's probably exactly what it is. But only you can tell that. So hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. I appreciate all the questions you had. It really helps me. And I apologize again that I missed them a couple weeks ago. Now, I do have to take a break here, and I'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guarantee. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they're gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology? They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Political upheaval courtesy of the midterms. How long for Trump's tax plan to come to fruition? And is there a solid case for ditching USPS? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R, car.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
26 Verizon.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And a lot of great information came out today, a number of different subjects. So if you missed it, go on to where you download your podcasts Monday afternoon and search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to hear some of those things. But lots of good stuff, I think, came out of this week's
show. We've got another week before. I think it's really starting to get real ready outside, at least in most of New England. More south you go in the country, you're already well ahead of us. And you're growing, you're showing a lot. You know, I think the Masters is coming up soon, right? So the Masters is usually when everybody starts to say, all right, I'm ready to go. You know, the Masters, the golf tournament down in Augusta, Georgia. And so it's a couple weeks away. It's the 9th to the 12th. And so once that happens, I mean, they have beautiful views of their rhododendrons, azaleas. It's phenomenal. But once you start seeing that up here in New England, we're like, bring it, bring it. We want it all. I'll take all of it, right? We're ready to go at that point. But let's think of some things to do for April. Right, so there's a number of things we're going to think about getting our seed done. We're going to be fertilizing. We're going to be taking a look at the lawn in general, cleaning up, getting some things ready. The indoor plants, we're checking on them. At this point, we can start to fertilize again, get them active. Now, you could have done some throughout this month, but it's not as active, you know, during the winter months with the cold temperatures. We're starting to warm up, so our plants are going to be pulling in nutrients quicker. They're going to dry out quicker. So we want to feed them something. So fertilizing can definitely be done for your indoor plants to help them getting ready. The other thing, too, is some of these guys might just be dirty from the winter. And it's nothing that, you know, you could have done, but they will collect dust. Maybe it's clean them off a little bit. Get them some, you know, a spring cleaning, if you will. But we can get ready to start planting bulbs very soon. Once the ground kind of gets there, those summer flowering bulbs are just around the corner. And, you know, we got Easter coming up. And so it's usually, Easter is very early this year, but usually with Easter, it's late in the month, and everything's in full bloom with spring, like tulips, daffodils, all those things. We're not talking about those bulbs. We're talking about the summer flowering bulbs. You know, your dahlias, the canna, the elephant ear. There's a lot, right? These are for that time period for you. So we'll start to be able to put those there. We just want to make sure the ground is thawed and ready to go. Now, big thing, now that the ground is drying out a bit, you know, I did take a look at the soil temperatures. One of the cool features in the soil temperatures is they have a soil moisture map. And, all right, maybe it's just cool to me, but I look at these to kind of go with how frozen the ground is in our area. Because if it's very high moisture, usually means it's stuck. But as you start to see it drop, that means the ground is starting to thaw. Now, a couple weeks ago, the soil was at 57.5% saturated. Okay, 57.5, so over half. So to me, that's frozen. Because if you look at this, the 55 degrees and the 55% was that way since February. So it's pretty frozen straight across. But those temperatures, the soil moisture has started to drop down where the 5-day average is now 40%. So we've dropped down 20%, which means there's usually at this point no frost in the ground or very minimal. It means the water's starting to go where it needs to go. And so you can start to get out there a little bit more. The plants are waking up. They're getting ready for the season. This is the exciting stuff. You know, I nerd out on these maps, the soil temperatures and the moisture maps, because it's so cool because you can just see it when it's coming. You can see when we're getting ready for all these things to happen if you're stuck in a cubicle all day sometimes like myself. I don't have a window on my desk, but it is what it is. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week. I appreciate everybody for all the questions and listening. Till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great one, everybody.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Georgia's voting system is at the center of a dispute that state lawmakers have yet to resolve. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The Georgia General Assembly ended its annual session on Friday without a plan for new equipment to overhaul the state's voting system by a July deadline. Lawmakers failed to offer a solution after months of debate, and that's raising questions about how Georgians will vote in November. Currently, voters in that battleground state make their choices on Dominion voting machines, which then print ballots with a QR code. President Trump has targeted those machines following his 2020 election loss, but state law still requires counties to use the machines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
For more than a month, the Iran war has been pushing fuel prices higher around the world, including here at home. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says Mideast oil production remains important, even though the U.S. is the world's number one producer of oil and gas.
We're still, unfortunately, dependent on Middle East oil. And by the way, the more we drill, the better it is for our national security and our economic security.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A trillion-dollar firm seems to want out of New York City. Ken Lorman has more.
Apollo Global Management reportedly plans to establish a secondary headquarters in Florida or Texas, citing New York City's proposed tax hikes under Mayor Zoran Mandani. Critics warn the move signals an ongoing exodus of major firms from high-tax environments toward lower-tax states.
President Trump has again warned Tehran over his Monday deadline to open the crucial Strait of Hormuz and allow ship traffic to flow again. Meanwhile, the military continues to search for, in a remote area in Iran, for a pilot who went missing on Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
UCLA withstands a late charge from Texas and reaches their first NCAA championship game. More from Bernie Bennett on the story.
Lauren Betts had 16 points and made a huge block late, and UCLA withstood a late charge by Texas for a 51-44 win to reach the women's NCAA tournament national championship game for the first time. A chance at the first national championship game appearance had to go through the only team to beat them this season. Overpowered in the first meeting, the Bruins overturned the bully tables on Texas, shutting down All-American Madison Booker while building a 13-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order of what he calls urgent national action to save college sports, an intervention at the highest level aimed at federally regulating NIL collectives, limiting transfer movement, and capping player eligibility. The order also enacts funding requirements for the Olympics and women's sports, including strict guidelines on player transfers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. All things considered, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes Operation Epic Fury is progressing well.
Whenever I get updates, and I get updates, whether it's in briefings or hearings or phone calls or meetings with administration officials almost every day, I hear the same consistent message. We are on time or ahead of schedule on every single line of effort. Their missiles, their missile launchers, their drones, their Navy, their manufacturing sites, their command and control facilities. The military campaign is going exceptionally well.
United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry. Most travelers flying United within the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and Latin America will now pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. That's $10 more than before the war began. United says it's their first baggage fee increase in 2 years. JetBlue also raised fees this week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get our Early Bird AC Tune-Up Special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here for another hour and hopefully help you out with some of your plant problems and help you out with some ideas of what we should be doing in the garden as well. Now, before we get into some details, I want to remind you a couple ways to get a hold of us. Our phone number here, 339-645-0201. Again, 339 845-0201. You can also text that phone number. That doesn't just have to be a call. Or you could actually email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, before the break, I had some questions from Sandy out of Chelmsford. And we were talking about the soil that she wants to. The pods that you would use for hydroponic gardening, but these were a pretty cool, a little bit larger triangular size. And it had the biochar in it. Now, if you're not familiar with biochar, I just mentioned in the previous hour, but I want to give you a little bit more detail for those who are just joining us. But biochar is very, it's a very good product that's starting to hit the market more and more. Basically, it will help improve the water quality, less greenhouse gas emissions. It'll slow down the reduction of nutrient leaching. It'll reduce that soil acidity. It will reduce, in the long term, will reduce irrigation and fertilizer requirements. Obviously, this all depends on the soil that's already there, if it has it or doesn't. It can do different things for your plants. Certain circumstances, it can help a systemic response to a foliar fungal disease, right? And it also can help improve the plant's response to issues because of all the benefits that it's doing in the soil. It's keeping the good stuff and letting the bad stuff kind of go. So, there are a lot of things to it, but it is a very good addition to soil, right? So that's why I'm okay with you having this product, Sandy, with the biochar. Now, this is the description of the soil, and I'm kind of repeating myself a little bit, but this is for that hydroponic garden, triangular type shapes. Square than triangular. I apologize. Now, the product is the Ventana Plant Science. The ingredients in the description is a beneficial fungi. The organic plugs contain Trichoderma, a beneficial fungus that promotes healthy root development. And the presence of white fungi on the plug is a sign that the beneficial fungi are working effectively. Omri organic certified ingredients of cocoa core, peat moss, and biochar. So this is a soilless mix. There is no soil in it, which is what we're looking for. Now, this is for hydroponic gardening, so we're not looking to have dirt. It's not going to do well in a hydroponic system. So this is a good one for this to try it out. The cocoa core, which is those normal discs that you might find in your garden center, and the peat moss, they have a number of different levels of peat moss that they use. Now, the peat moss that you get in a bag is not as good as a grower blended peat moss. And a lot of times, mixes that have that peat moss have the higher end peat moss to it. Now, I'm not saying that the quality of the peat moss you get isn't great in a regular package of peat moss. But think about it. A lot of them are compressed. They're compacted into a very tight spot. They are pressed, so a lot of that moisture is coming out, so that it's not getting all the benefits that it once had. Sometimes when they don't press it into that, especially if they're using it in greenhouse state, areas. It's not compressed, so it does have some of its natural qualities. Now, I'm not going to get into all the things. There are a number of sides to use peat moss or not. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just telling you what, how I feel with it. Okay. So the coco core is the other one that is the moisture retention, and that will be okay to hold it. And a lot of them are coco core anyways. It is very beneficial to use. Now, all of these things together are going to be okay for planting. This would be something maybe to use, like we talked about in the last hour, for the jalapenos, right? Give it an extra something. Start it in a smaller plug type, then move it to the soil. So it can actually start to develop and get that root system to put in. Now, if you go into a lot of garden centers, if you see plants that are in a 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch for veggies, you're more than likely going to see the peat, I wouldn't call it pot, but the peat root system. It could have been one of these plugs. It could have been just a little peat pot that biodegraded a bit. But it's going to be in something, and that's a great way to start it. Great way to get it in there, right? So these would be good for that and others. Now, some hydroponic type products, you know, they will just say they don't need the soil. They are using the moisture. They're using that for the root system. But I can understand what Sandy is looking to do here. Get them started for that system that she already has in place. Now, a concern that Sandy has is the sponges used in some brands of hydroponic gardening are not organic. Some of them list materials such as polyurethane, synthetic binders, or nondescript additives. Her concern is that the roots of the plants will absorb whatever material the sponge is made of and bring it up to the plant part we would eat. Do you agree this is what would happen, or does it not matter what material the sponge is made of? Well, I'll say this. Anytime I hear polyurethane, I don't want to have that. Now, it's not going to fully leach out into everything, and it's not going to be a major issue, but I would look at something that isn't like that. I don't know how to say it nicely. I apologize. So that's where those organic, the OMRI certified pods are coming into play, and that's why I think those are better here. And a lot of the hydroponic gardening, you know, might be not organic. So look for something that is, in my opinion, the best you can, especially if you're concerned with that. And realize, though, it is a small piece. It's not a large amount, but it is very close when you start. Right? When you start that seed, it's a very compact area, so it is in its main system. So to me, you know, I would say, let's go with the first one you discussed, the Ventana Plant Science pods, for all of this here. One more question to add to it, because they're all together. I kind of wanted to break them down so it was easier to understand here. Now, she has the same concern with soil moist, which is made of synthetic products. Online, it says soil moist granules is not recommended for edible plants. It's a water retention product designed specifically for ornamental plants, and community feedback indicates it should only be used as decorative gardens or potted flowers. That is where AI has a problem, because that was written by AI. I know, because I looked, there was a link to go to. AI looks at reviews now. I don't know if you've noticed this on Google or Amazon, anywhere. They'll look at the reviews and say, based on the reviews, only use it for this or this. It's not good for here. And that's because one person said it. Now, I've known the guys at Soil Moist for years. My father knew them way before this. These guys have been doing this in the greenhouse commercially retail for years upon years. I have no problem with the soil moist at all. I want to give you a little bit more detail on the other side of this break, and then we'll go into the plant problem that Sandy has as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R, Cars, on YouTube.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep from my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCCars.com.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars. Funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now we've got a few questions from Sandy out of Chelmsford. One of them was an email that I missed, so I apologize. So that's why I'm taking a bit of time to answer these, because this was an email a couple weeks ago that I might have missed. So I apologize ahead of time. Now, we're talking.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Basically, it holds the water up to 200 times the size of it and will slowly release it as needed. Now, I did a little bit of research, and in the past few years, Soil Moist has actually come out with a product for something just like this, where you're like, yeah, no, I get it. You're saying it's safe, but I still have questions, and that's okay. So, they have a product called Soil Moist Natural. It's a grafted starch copolymer. The starch in the polymer is derived from corn. It is safe to use on all plants and vegetables. Soil Moist Natural is also designed to reduce plant waterings by 50%, but this will only last an entire season. There's a couple sizes that is available in. But it is, again, a starch polymer on this. So it's not going to last as long in the soil, okay? So this would be a good option to look at for what you're looking for with your vegetables. If you're saying, hey, you know what, I believe you, I understand that it says it's safe, but I'm just being cautious. So this is a good one to do, to take a look at. It's right on their website. I'm sure you can find it in one of the online retailers, because I'll tell you, Sandy, I know I don't have it at the Mahoney's in Chelmsford, this one. I probably should. I should probably look at it, and I'll talk to the guys there. But I know I don't have it, so I'm not going to send you there to look for it. So, again, they have a couple options. This one is the natural product, okay? Take a look. There's a little bit more detail than what I can tell you on here on their website, but the big thing is it doesn't have a long residual, just like most organics. Organics usually don't last very long on anything because they don't have those polymer, the chemicals to hold them in place a little bit more. And so this will sit and take longer. You know, the starch that's based off of the corn is something that's going to help it not fall apart, if you will, or not get everything out at once. It'll have it that slow release. So it is something, you know, as an option for you. The soil moist natural. Okay. Now, we got one more question that's a big one that I want to get to. I'm right at the break here. So we're going to talk a little bit about a Schefflera plant, right? So Sandy has a Schefflera plant that we're going to discuss, and we'll get to that on the other side of the break. Now, just a reminder, we have a couple ways to get a hold of us. Phone number, 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number, or you can email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American Collector's Pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At 100 years old, a World War II veteran rides slowly through a Veterans Day parade route, seated in a convertible, waving to a sea of cheering faces. Children wave flags, spectators clap and call out their thanks. Some simply stand in quiet respect as he passes. Decades earlier, he had been a young soldier in the chaos of war, wounded twice in combat, surrounded by uncertainty. Now he represents something enduring, resilience, sacrifice, and a lifetime of quiet patriotism. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And if you miss anything from today's show or a previous show, you can go to anywhere that you download your podcasts and search for the Paul Parent Garden Club, whether it be on Apple or Spotify. You'll be able to find us. Again, the Paul Parent Garden Club. You'll get a couple episodes. They always come out Monday afternoons. So if you miss something, you should be able to hear it. Now, one more question from Sandy, and this was actually this week's question. I threw it out of order, but I wanted to get all these questions answered today because I think it's timely. All right, so hi Patrick, I have a 6-foot Schefflera that I've had for years. Recently, the tips of some of the leaves are turning yellow, and she sent a couple pics. When I turn the leaves over, it looked like these other pictures, which I'll explain in a second. It seems to have started on the lower leaves. About a month ago, I changed the location of the plant, so I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it. I wiped the backs of the leaves with alcohol, but nothing came off. Do you have any idea what could be and what I can do about it? It would be a shame to lose this beautiful plant. So, let's go to the pictures. And obviously, we're on the radio here. You can't see my pictures here. But a Schefflera, also known as an umbrella plant, you look at it, and it's the tips of the leaves are starting to turn yellow. They're about maybe a quarter of an inch on its way in. And then when you look at the leaves, it's kind of bubbled on the back of where the yellow is on the front, and it looks like there's a little bit of they're very white right now. She's not seeing any insects, and based on the pictures, I'm not seeing any insects there, but there's a couple things that we want to discuss. Now, the most common issues with the Schefflera are overwatering, underwatering, insufficient light, a pest, an environment or environmental stress, right? Environmental stress could be a change in atmosphere. It could be a change in a few things. But we're going to go over these kind of one by one to see how we can build this Schefflera back. Now, for overwatering, it can definitely lead to the yellowing leaves. They're drooping, but the stems would start to get mushy, right? You'd have to look at the soil itself and see if it's draining really well. I'm going to say it already does because of the fact that you've had this for a number of years. You probably haven't changed the way you're watering. Is it underwatering? It can show the same signs. It can show yellowing. There could be leaf drop. But again, I don't think that's the issue. To be honest, I'm going to go over all these for anybody else who has an issue, because it could be one of these. But I think it was the change in scenery where it was, honestly. I think it's an environmental factor. You know, that relocation could have caused an issue. The other thing I want you to look at with it is, did you move it into a spot where the temperatures fluctuate a little bit more? Is it closer to a door with a draft? Is it, you know, less sun, more sun? What's going on? What actually did you change in the environment? Okay. But let's think about the light requirements, because this has an impact. So the Schefflera loves bright indirect light. So what will happen when there's not enough light, it'll be leggy. The growth won't be as hot, like heavy, like strong. But you don't want to go the other way where it gets so much sun that it can actually burn the leaves. And those leaves start to stretch and they're losing their oomph. They're losing their energy, and it just is starting to affect them. Doesn't look like it. It looks like it could be part of that on this. Now, pests and diseases that come about into Schefflera. Now, the common pests are spider mites and mealybugs. Now, the mild infestation could be treated with like a insecticidal soap, right? Or a neem oil if you see a big issue. Now, if it's a fungal or a bacterial infection, it has a lot to do with proper watering, ventilation, and maybe it's poor airflow. So I lean to one of these a little bit here because of it starting at the lower aspect of the plant. A lot of times the lowest part is very dense, more foliage there. So maybe it needs a little bit more light there, which brings us back to that environmental stress that says, does it have, is it, when we moved it, is that area getting less light, or is it actually getting even more light and starting to burn it, right? What I'd like you to look at is look and see if you have the mealybugs, a little like fuzzy little white bugs on there. The reason why I'm saying that is the back of the leaves looked awfully white. I don't know if it was just what the picture was taken, if it was what it was. Look along the plant to see if something like a mealybug is happening. You'll be able to see them on the stems, on the leaves. I know what you said. You washed these down with the alcohol to see, and there was nothing there. Kind of just do a little bit deeper in there. I'm not seeing spider mites. Spider mites would have had would have skeletonized this, and they would have sucked the juices out. And that's not what I'm seeing here on these leaves. So take a look there. Like I mentioned, the drafts could be an issue. This plant is a tropical. It likes warm weather. If the temperature drops below 60 degrees in the area around it in the draft, it could actually cause issues with the tips on those leaves. One thing you could do is increase the humidity, get it so there has more moisture in the air around it to help bring it back a little bit. Now, finally, one factor that could really have a lot to do with it. Is it a nutrient deficiency? When was the last time it was fertilized? We want to look for something that is a balanced. It can be a very minimal type of houseplant food. We're not looking for high energy nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. The other thing I would look for you to do is if you used fertilizer before, it would be something to add to the soil with your fertilizing. Right. Mix it in water, pour it into your plant to help give it something back. When a plant is stressed like this, it needs something. We go and we get chicken soup. We go through certain things when we're sick. Right. We have certain meals that help us. Well, plants can't say, hey, I want chicken soup. We need to do that for them, and that's where those fertilizers come in. But the protolizer is one that will kind of act like that. It's probiotics. It's helping the plant. It's getting the energy back to the root system to go back into the plant and help it. Get it stronger. Make it thrive. So the Protolyzer is definitely one that I would highly recommend using. And, you know, Sandy, I know you've listened for a number of years, so you know all about it, but the Protolyzer is a product that when a plant is stressed like this, you can actually use it, you know, every 10 days. And by using it, it is just getting more and more energy into the plant where it needs to go. Okay, so it's helping that plant grow. This is something that is OMRI listed, so it's good for veggies or any of the plants as well. So this is something you could use on the plants that you've started indoors. It's not just for fixing an issue on a plant. It's helping it, but it's actually can be used throughout the growing season as an additive to your fertilizer to make that fertilizer work better. This one again has, it's fighting off some of the pathogens and diseases. It's helping reduce some of the other issues. And it just allows it to just get back to where it needs to go. This is a product from Natural Alternative. You can find it on the Grow section of their website. And you go to natural-alternative.com. And at the, and when you first come in, there's four tabs right in the middle of the website. And click on the one that says Grow. It's going to bring you the top two are the two sizes of Protolyzer. I believe a 6 ounce and a 4 pound container. Awesome stuff to use. I know I mentioned it with the jalapenos earlier, but Sandy, for your products that you are starting from seed, this might be a good one to work with too. Because it goes into water. It mixes with water and it'll absorb into the plant that way. So that might be a good benefit to help you, and maybe you already do it, but just wanted to add that to it. Now with that Schefflera, just to kind of finish off the subject a little bit here for everybody. Take a look at the following. You know, look at the root system as well. Now, with a bigger plant, it's harder to do, but if it's a smaller, kind of see how the roots are. You might even see some of them circling.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
But take a look at where you have it. If there is a drastic change in the light, that's probably exactly what it is. But only you can tell that. So hopefully that helps you out, Sandy. I appreciate all the questions you had. It really helps me. And I apologize again that I missed them a couple weeks ago. Now, I do have to take a break here. And I'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again. Guarantee. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound. The first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American collector's pack valued at over $40 and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. This generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy. These fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Political upheaval courtesy of the midterms. How long for Trump's tax plan to come to fruition? And is there a solid case for ditching USPS? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free
free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And a lot of great information came out today, a number of different subjects. So if you missed it, go on to where you download your podcasts Monday afternoon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We've got another week before. I think it's really starting to get real ready outside, at least in most of New England. More south you go in the country, you're already well ahead of us. And you're growing, you're showing a lot. You know, I think the Masters is coming up soon, right? So the Masters is usually when everybody starts to say, all right, I'm ready to go. You know, the Masters, the golf tournament down in Augusta, Georgia. And so it's a couple weeks away. It's the 9th to the 12th. And so once that happens, I mean, they have beautiful views of their rhododendrons, azaleas. It's phenomenal. But once you start seeing that up here in New England, we're like, bring it. We want it all. I'll take all of it, right? We're ready to go at that point. But let's think of some things to do for April, right? So there's a number of things. We're going to think about getting our seed down. We're going to be fertilizing. We're going to be taking a look at the lawn in general, cleaning up, getting some things ready. The indoor plants, we're checking on them. At this point, we can start to fertilize again, get them active. Now, you could have done some throughout this month, but it's not as active, you know, during the winter months with the cold temperatures. We're starting to warm up, so our plants are going to be pulling in nutrients quicker. They're going to dry out quicker. So we want to feed them something. So fertilizing can definitely be done for your indoor plants to help them getting ready. The other thing, too, is some of these guys might just be dirty from the winter. And it's nothing that, you know, you could have done, but they will collect dust. Maybe it's clean them off a little bit. Get them some, you know, a spring cleaning, if you will. But we can get ready to start planting bulbs very soon. Once the ground kind of gets there, those summer flowering bulbs are just around the corner. And, you know, we got Easter coming up. And so it's usually, Easter is very early this year, but usually with Easter, it's late in the month, and everything's in full bloom with spring, like tulips, daffodils, all those things. We're not talking about those bulbs. We're talking about the summer flowering bulbs. You know, your dahlias, the canna,
the elephant ear. There's a lot, right? These are for that time period for you. So we'll start to be able to put those there. We just want to make sure the ground is thawed and ready to go. Now, big thing, now that the ground is drying out a bit, now, I did take a look at the soil temperatures. One of the cool features of the soil temperatures is they have a soil moisture map. And, all right, maybe it's just cool to me, but I look at these to kind of go with how frozen the ground is in our area. Because if it's very high moisture, usually means it's stuck. But as you start to see it drop, that means the ground is starting to thaw. Now, a couple weeks ago, the soil was at 57.5% saturated. Okay, 57.5, so over half. So to me, that's frozen. Because if you look at this, the 55 degrees and the 55% was that way since February. So it's pretty frozen straight across. But those temperatures, the soil moisture has started to drop down where the 5-day average is now 40%. So we've dropped down 20%, which means there's usually at this point no frost in the ground or very minimal. It means the water is starting to go where it needs to go. And so you can start to get out there a little bit more. The plants are waking up. They're getting ready for the season. This is the exciting stuff. You know, I nerd out on these maps, the soil temperatures and the moisture maps, because it's so cool because you can just see it when it's coming. You can see when we're getting ready for all these things to happen if you're stuck in a cubicle all day sometimes like myself. I don't have a window on my desk, but it is what it is. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week. I appreciate everybody for all the questions and listening. Until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great one, everybody.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. Brian Kilmeade Show closing out a very, very busy week and an intense week. Carly Shimkus at the bottom of the hour. Carl Rove standing by. Good job numbers. They expected 59,000 jobs. How about 174,000 jobs? There's a lot going on today, and you forget about the economy. I got to give the president credit. I mean, I watch The Daily Show, and I watch these other networks, and they think it's bad. I think it's good. I mean, what's the president doing? Oh, he's talking about the space race. What's he doing? He's going to sit on the Supreme Court because of birthright citizenship. What's the president working on? He's also working on improving the White House. And then what's he focusing on? Of course, the war in Iran. That's pretty much what a good president does. He just doesn't talk about it like this president does, which I think is a compliment to the people because he tells you what's on his mind and what he's doing. Big three.
Number three.
I know the United States has done this 1968 through 1972, but it's just, this is unbelievable that we can put our minds to something and pull it off. This is an unbelievable technical accomplishment.
It also shows you what this country's about. We could do a bunch of things at once. Well, while looking at the Final Four this weekend, men and women. on schedule. Artemis is out of Earth's orbit and now whipping around to the moon. The astronauts talked to Fox, and we got the inside story from their perspective.
Number two.
It's a rough job to ask somebody who wants to have a good reputation in the law, which a lot of lawyers tend to want. A lot of the candidates have nice jobs now, and I don't see it being too attractive to a lot of people.
All right, that is Jonah Goldberg of Goldberg talking about moving out, and Pam Bondi, change at the White House and at the Pentagon. And maybe there's more to come from Trump and from Hegseth. Will these second-year changes be for the better? I'll talk to Carl about that.
Number one.
What we have to do is open it up ourselves. And we have the capability to do that. And then at some point, we would pass it to allies and partners for them to continue to do it. We may have to give them a couple of assets that we have that uniquely that they may not have. But nonetheless, this is a very doable.
That is General Keane. Epic fury. U.S. forces begin taking apart the Iran infrastructure as Iran holds the Hormuz Strait hostage. It is their only play. While extorting tolls for those who want to pass, we're going to look at the anticipated fight and the pressure is putting on the world economy. Carl Rove, as somebody eminently qualified to be on the show, we looked at your resume, former deputy chief of staff of the White House, knows everything about politics, advisor to President George W. Bush, writes for the Wall Street Journal. Carl, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. First off, let's talk about the war. Last night, they hit Kuwait, they hit the UAE, so they still got some rockets and missiles. No doubt about it. But we're beginning to blow up the infrastructure. President made that statement about the Strait of Hormuz, you open it up. But I think we all know he cannot leave with the Strait in Iran's hands, right?
No, absolutely. Look, I mean, this is a... If it is in the hands of the Iranians, first of all, it's a giant cash cow because they will be charging big chunks of change for the passage of vessels. They will use that money to rebuild their infrastructure, their military strength, the factories that make the bombs and the drones and the missiles, and they'll use that money to keep together the Revolutionary Guard, et cetera. No, they can't. We cannot allow them to do that. And it, what's interesting to me is how strong the Gulf nations have been in saying,
yes,
got to finish the job.
So here is General Keane with me this morning on a report that CNN had that they still have half the launchers and half the rockets and half their drones. I asked him about that, and he has different sources. And this is what he had to say. Cut eight.
I read that report, and that flies in the face, I think, is what Central Command is telling us. And certainly we're much further along than that. The reality is that the last few weeks are harder. That's the reality. Because they're doing what? What are the Iranians trying to do? They're trying to hide as many of those launchers so they can preserve capability. They're moving their drones around for the same reason, so they can preserve capability. We've knocked out pretty much all of their big ships, but the small boats are real. Even though they're smaller, they can impact the Straits of Hormuz, and they're hiding those. And every time they try to use them, we kill them.
So he said he spoke to, he's seen plans of what we have to open up the Strait. He says it's an excellent plan. We got to do it, don't you think, Carl?
Absolutely. And look, he's right about it. Think about all the big conflicts. World War II didn't get easier at the end. It got tougher. And yes, if they had the amount of drones and missiles that was suggested in that report, you'd think they would be using them to, in essence, drive the Gulf nations in Saudi Arabia out of the conflict. They'd be using them to decimate our military facilities in the region, and they aren't. And it's because they don't have them. And yes, they do want to hold on to what they can, hoping that once this passes, if we leave the job undone, that they can then use whatever they have remaining in order to threaten ships moving in and out of the Gulf. But I think he's absolutely right. And it gets harder towards the end, but it is the end.
So NATO, I know you're pro-NATO, but I am with Walker Rubio on this, who's pro-NATO. You don't want to be involved in this. We did it on our own. I got it. If we have a Venezuela operation that's really far away from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, I get it. But can we not using the bases we paid for in Austria
Italy, Spain, limits on France and England. I asked General Keane about that to put it in perspective. Cut 12.
It's outrageous. Here we are doing something that's in our national interest, in the interest of allies in the region, to be sure, but in the world's interest. I mean, the world economy depends on a distribution of oil out of the Middle East. Everybody knows that. So the benefit that comes from pushing back the number one predator for almost five decades, Iran, and taking away their capability, everybody benefits from that. And the fact that they take such a narrow view of this, I mean, the president has a right to be furious over the fact that France will not let us fly over their airspace, that Italy and Germany and Spain are not letting us. These are U.S. bases and not letting us use our own U.S. bases to support the war. What are they thinking?
Do you echo that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jack has got it absolutely right. And look, I understand they can be petty because they feel mistreated. But this is not a time to be driven to act in these ways by because you feel bad that the president hasn't been respectful of you. You know, these people, some of these countries sent troops to Iraq and to Afghanistan and lost their own people. They had deaths. And the president disrespected him when he said they've never helped us. They've helped us. But now's the time not to be petty, and this is being petty, and it is in their interest that this problem be solved because their economies are more dependent upon Middle Eastern oil than our economy is. You'll notice that we aren't hearing this from, for example, Japan, which Japan gets 90% of its oil from the Straits of Hormuz, and yet they're trying to find ways to, you know, work around their own constitutional requirement that they can't project their military force outside their home region, because they understand that this will affect them in a positive direction if the straits are opened up.
No doubt about it. By the way, we slowly, and this is another side note just while we're on it, do you know we're expanding our bases in Greenland, and that's well under the treaty from the 1950s?
Right.
So we are expanding our presence there, so don't think the president has forgotten about that. I want to talk politics for a second. As much as the Republicans are struggling, and while this war is on, prices are up, so that's going to make it even tougher. I got it. But I'm shocked at how few Democrats actually like their own party. Listen to this, cut 50.
2006, Dems net approval of congressional Democratic leaders was plus 28. You go back to the last midterm, look at that, plus 19. Very much on the positive side. Look, the bottom has fallen out. The bottom has fallen out. Minus 4 points. That is Democrats. Democrats own net approval of their own congressional leaders. Even Democrats don't like their own leaders when it comes to Congress. And overall, of course, the numbers are just absolutely awful.
And, you know, I can hit you with the numbers, but it's terrible. So you might focus on Republicans. They're in power. But Democrats don't have a message that even their own base likes.
Yeah. Well, take a look at the overall electorate. The president's job approval is upside down by, I think it is, 14 points today. The Republican Party's approval is upside down by 15 points. But the Democratic Party's approval is upside down by 20 points. That is to say, they're 20 points underwater. They're the opposition. You think that the difficulties brought about by this conflict and by the economy would redound to their benefit, and they aren't. And you're absolutely right. It's because they don't have a message that causes ordinary people to say, you know what, I'm upset with the war, or I'm upset with Trump, or I'm upset with prices, or I'm upset with the Republicans. But I really like the Democrats. They can't bring themselves to say that. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. We have primaries coming up in Michigan in August and in Maine in June. They're going to sort of, for the U.S. Senate, they're going to show, is the Democratic Party going to try and be a reasonable party that moves more to the center of American politics? Or is it going to continue to move left? And, you know, we're about ready to see whether Democrats are going to wake up and realize that their party is floundering and they got to do something to help move it back to the center.
And you're talking about Rogers, who's going to be a strong candidate in Michigan. He barely lost last time. Open seat, Gary Peterson.
Yeah, Mike Rogers.
And then you're talking about Susan Collins over in Maine, and who everyone thinks they're going to beat every year, but you want to see who they're going to nominate. So you got the guy with the Nazi tattoos, or you have a governor who's the left of the left, who wants to be senator at 75 years old.
Well, she would be the oldest freshman, I believe, elected in the ever. History of the country.
So that's your opportunity. So the one guy who I think sounds reasonable, like the Bill Clinton type guy and what we thought Barack Obama was Rahm Emanuel. Listen to this honesty. I'm sure it'll go away when the primaries start, but listen, cut 49.
Now, to the core question, why do Democrats have a problem? Because we're punks. And we talk like, not only talk like punks, we talk down to people. We get caught up in a set of issues that aren't relevant. Think about all this about transgender and sports, etc. There's hundreds of thousands of NCAA athletes, and there's 10 transgender athletes. This is crazy. As I said in education, we have the worst reading scores and math scores in 30 years, and we're arguing about bathrooms and locker rooms and not the classroom?
I mean, that's a reasonable approach, but does that even resonate on the left if you say these things?
Well, think about this. How many times have the Democrats nominated the most liberal candidate for president and won? You know, John F. Kennedy wasn't the most liberal candidate running in 1960. You know, in 1976, Jimmy Carter was definitely not the most left-wing candidate running. In 1992, Bill Clinton in part won because he took on the Democratic Party in the, remember the sister soldier moment?
Yeah.
Where he took a high-profile figure and who said outrageous things that most Democrats, you know, either agreed with or refused to condemn, and he condemned them, and he won. You know, even 2008, Barack Obama tried to sound, you know, we're not the red states and blue states, but the United States. You know, Joe Biden was not the most liberal guy running. So I'm not so certain that this is not a very smart move on the part of Rahm. This is a sister soldier moment. What he's saying to a lot of ordinary Democrats is, I'm like you. And I think all this stuff on the far left is nutty. Now, it's not going to do them well in the most liberal precincts on the Upper West Side of New York City, but it's going to do them well in South Carolina and New Hampshire and Iowa and all across the country, because I don't think every poll shows that most Democrats are the majority of Democrats are more to the center than they are to the far left wing.
So AOC came out yesterday, and I think this is going to be on the platform and in the debates. AOC says she will now oppose all U.S. military aid to Israel and shifts her position in your congressional and says that they have enough. They can afford their own weapons. They can afford their own interceptors off the Iron Dome. I think that's going to be every Democrat. That's going to be the litmus test. Remember, it used to be about green energy. Now it's going to be about refusing to arm up our ally. Don't you think?
Well, again, the question is, how stupid are the Democrats going to be? Yeah, if there are a lot of stupid Democrats, AOC's opinion is going to be, you know, dominant. But I'm not certain that's where most Democrats are. Again, it may be good for her district, but there is a longstanding affection inside the Democratic Party towards Israel, and to be that extreme. And to be that radical and to take some of the rhetoric that we're hearing out of candidates like the guy in Michigan accusing Israel of genocide and of the applause in certain elements of the Democratic Party for, you know, the action on October 7th. And, you know, this is not going to be good for the Democrats over the long haul, in my opinion. The American politics is constantly changing. And if you take some of the elements of the Democratic Party who strongly support Israel, among them are older black voters, particularly older black women. Those are the most loyal of loyal Democrats. And it's going to be a mistake if the Democratic Party does this. Yeah. And not only that, but it's wrong.
Well,
it's
of course,
fundamentally
yeah.
wrong.
Worry me as an American, but not knowing who our
yeah.
friends are. Carl Rove, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.
Have a
thanks,
fantastic
Happy Easter.
Yeah, same to you. Back in a moment. And bottom of the hour, Carly Shimkus, 1-866-408-7669. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person.
8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Need to pay off student loan debt, start saving for a big ticket item, or build funds for the future? Well, getting a side hustle is one of the best ways to reach your goal. Some jobs that can create some good extra dough include lawn care professional. You could possibly sign up as a vendor with GreenPal, a lawn care service and app which is sort of like Uber for mowing lawns. Or become a TaskRabbit and earn extra money by completing everyday earns and tasks for people in your area. Or how about trying your hand as a bookkeeper? This side gig typically pays about $30 an hour, according to FlexJobs. Or you could become an online instructor and share your knowledge with the world remotely and on your own schedule. And attention fashionistas, if you have an eye for current trends, you might be able to find a side gig as a fashion consultant for high-end shoppers. These are just a handful of side jobs, and there are many more, where you can create your own schedule and snap up some additional cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
Elvis had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability or security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows more people with a high school diploma or less education are dying from medically preventable causes compared to those with at least a college degree. Researchers say those who were less educated see doctors less often, even if they have chronic illnesses that put them at a greater risk of death. The study analyzing more than 476,000 Americans from 1996 to 2022, finding that those without a college degree had a 144% greater rate of medically preventable death. That's up from a 71% gap in preventable deaths in 2001. Cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and to the Affordable Care Act could make those numbers grow. A lead researcher says it's always been a belief that inequalities in housing, nutrition, and exposure to hazards underlie the high death rates of less privileged Americans. The study was reported in the American Journal of Public Health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Thank you.
that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I mean, you get the anger. I mean, what Biden and Obama did to this president, you understand there's a lot of anger about that, right?
Not only do I understand, I lived it, Jesse. You don't forget, I was on your show the night 2 years ago, the night that President Trump was found guilty in Manhattan in the middle of the lawfare. So I do not need any kind. I had a firsthand accounting of what happened. And so, yes, I understand it. The American people understand it. And I know that the American people expect that it will never happen again. And we take that seriously.
And so Todd Blanche ascends right now as acting. I think he's a contender to keep the job as attorney general. I think he wants the job, no doubt about it. And the other guy is Lee Zeldin, who people think he's got such bipartisan respect, he'll have almost no problem getting confirmed, and it'll be a fresh start. If I'm Trump, though, I have a guy killing it at EPA. And what's so important about EPA, with this administration defocusing on this green mania and refocusing on getting energy, combine him with Doug Burgum and Chris Wright. Man, these guys were killing it. And then he was given an additional job of trying to get the people of Pacific Palisades in California rebuilt and forcing these insurance companies to pay up and getting rid of the red tape. He only got that job because the president knows how competent he is. It has nothing to do with the EPA. My feeling is then you lose a guy that's doing two things. Todd Blanche ascends. He knows the president, knows the law. And I don't even know if he goes through a whole confirmation process because he had to go through a confirmation to be deputy. I guess it's a new job, so maybe you do. But then if he does, all the fireworks and the Epstein files and everything that's happened over the last 12 months comes front and center. I know the president thought it out, probably made it out, but if not, get a new deputy in there right away because you got to have the Department of Justice functioning on all cylinders. When we come back, Corey Shimkus is here. We're going to talk a little space, kind of exciting, shows you what a diverse country we have. We can play basketball on the weekend, of course, in the NCAAs. We could go to space and fight a war.
The world,
Trey Yingst joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel,
to Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. New medical guidance advises millions of Americans to be proactive about their cholesterol health. The American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, and other medical organizations recently publishing a report with guidelines focused on controlling blood lipid levels, including cholesterol and triglycerides. The guidelines recommend people with high cholesterol or family history of heart disease start treating it as early as age 30. The data shows that reducing LDL cholesterol levels from a younger age has positive cardiovascular outcomes. Medications called statins, along with healthy diet and exercise, are recommended treatments. The previous 2018 guideline calculated people's heart attack and stroke risk in the next 10 years. However, the more recent report calculates risk over the next 30 years. The AHA says one in four U.S. adults have a high form of bad LDL cholesterol, a risk factor for heart attack and stroke. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up, 3 inches now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The ex-boyfriend in the Megan McDonald murder case has been acquitted in his second trial in 3 years. 45-year-old Edward Holly broke down in tears when a jury acquitted him in the March 14, 2003, bludgeoning death of Megan McDonald, the 20-year-old daughter of a former NYPD detective. The panel deliberated for 14 days and reported being hopelessly deadlocked before returning the verdict, with jurors telling news outlets like the Times Union the case had a lot of holes, and most didn't think he was innocent but didn't have enough evidence. Holly was first arrested in the cold case murder in April of 2023, 2 decades after McDonald was beaten to death inside her 1991 Mercury Sable and dumped along a dirt path. Holly was her ex, and early in the case was a suspect. He was grilled but never charged at the time. Orange County prosecutors reopened the case, citing DNA found in McDonald's car and on her cell phone. Holly's first trial ended in a hung jury in 2024, prompting this year's second trial and his acquittal. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I feel like I was a kid watching the Apollo missions. A massive crowd turned out, just like in the old days, to witness the first manned moon mission since 1972 at Cape Canaveral. One space fan, I believe, captured the true spirit of the moment.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the moon, that's why.
You tell him, camera head kid. That says it all. Reminds me of that famous children's book, Good Night, Mother.
That was funny.
That was really funny, but that kid did say that live on television,
right? He literally did.
What do you mean?
Here's the story. This is why it's so disingenuous. The unnecessary censorship. This is what he said, Cut 57.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the frickin' moon, that's why.
Oh, okay, so it went from parents are not proud of him to parents think what he said was funny and okay.
Exactly. You watch Colbert, you think this kid's dropping F-bombs.
Well, you know what's funny is I listened to this on The Five last night, and they didn't bleep it. But I was listening to it in headphones, and I thought he said the bad word. So then when I just heard this bleep version, I was like, oh, no, The Five made a big mistake, but they didn't.
Right. Stephen Colbert can't even get that right.
I know. This poor little kid looks like he's just dropping the F-bombs.
I think it's. I love how excited he is about space, though.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we are going back to the freaking moon.
Who knows? Who knows if he's really excited about space or he just... I mean, so much be a breath of fresh air not to talk about Trump for 1 minute.
I know, right? You can't obviously inject Trump into the story, though, because NASA is a government organization. I mean, this wouldn't be happening without him.
He's into space.
But Prince I do, and into the fact that we need to beat China back to landing on the moon.
Did you listen to the show yesterday?
The Brian Kilmeade Show?
No.
Which one?
Fox and Friends.
Myriad of shows.
Yes.
Yes, I did listen to the show.
So you know this whole write-up. Isaacson admitted, he said, there's a good chance that China will be on the moon with us before us.
I know.
I mean, that bothers me
it
so much.
Really
because number one, pick
too.
Up the pace. I mean, so make it 2027. Number 2028, Trump will be gone by then.
Yeah, I know. Well, and that's the other thing that he said when people question if we went to the moon to the first place. You know, it's like a big narrative right now. The way that I think it was Isaacman that described it, too, was...
He says we have like 600 pounds of rocks that only are they're unique to the moon on top of that. You know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. We got
We brought that back as proof. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Hey, Eric, you're into space. Can you go on YouTube and just look at the different launches and walks? And aren't some of them in color?
I believe the last couple were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is, it got so, we weren't even watching it. And I was six or whatever. But no one's watching it. Because in the beginning it was like, I was too young, but it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And then by the time we're done, we're like, oh, it's up again. You know, Apollo 13, they made a movie about it. They had one thing go wrong.
Like you're saying that we kind of took it for granted in the
Absolutely.
Last 50 years. Well, and what I wanted to say was that one of the reasons it's taken so long is because it is by the will of the president. And there are certain presidents who are into these missions and there are others who weren't. And then you start and stop depending on who wins office. And now we have a current administration that's Space Force and beyond. So we're going back. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, the astronaut spoke last night. Here's Reid Wiseman from, as he's the commander on Artemis 2, 44.
Well, we are still technically in Earth's orbit, although we did just do our translunar injection burn, and so we are definitely 100% on our way to the moon. The lunar gravity will take over in a couple of days here and start pulling us around the far side. At the end of our translunar injection here about an hour and a half ago, we just really looked at each other. And I know the United States has done this 1968 through 1972, but this is unbelievable that we can put our minds to something and pull it off. This is an unbelievable technical accomplishment.
And it's a better capsule. It's a better, the technology, obviously.
The Orion one. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I just think that these astronauts are so brave because, you know, you think about a successful mission and what we all lived through. Some of us did, right. Missions that weren't. And you always think about that when it's launching, like, dear Lord, please let this work. And then it did. But then, okay, so now they're going towards space. And you mentioned this on Vox and Friends this morning, that they're not propelling forward. They're using the force that they already have. You know, Newton's law of motion, moving objects continues to move. But they do have
to... Like a slingshot.
Right, but they do have to navigate during certain times, or else they will literally slam into the moon.
Right. Ahead of time, yeah.
Or just continue to fly into space in perpetuity. There's a movie about that.
Right. A couple of things. I think we got to land there quicker. Number two is I think we all should start seeing footage from the 60s and 70s so we could stop dealing with these things with people who are very well educated who keep saying we've never been to the moon. Don't you think?
Yeah, we do, because last week I was a little bit of a moon denier myself. And then now that I am all into this week I have changed my mind.
So do you know the Challenger and Columbia? What do they have in common? They both exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, my daughter, had no idea about the space shuttle. I go, what are you talking about? So I had to show her how horrific that was in 86 and then back again in 2003.
Right. Well, it was before she was born.
Yeah.
But
one was Reagan had to explain it. The other one was Bush had to explain it. We had to explain it. A teacher was on board.
And here's the reason why, Brian, people are now saying, did we ever really do that? Because it has been so long. And so people think, well, why has it taken us so long to get back? If we could do that in the 60s, why is it so challenging right now? So those are the questions that people have. But then there's a lot of things.
And it takes an investment. What they really want to do, and I did that story about 5 years ago in NASA about what they were working on. And the one thing they want to do is, like, Musk wants to go to Mars. So they go, SpaceX, they want to get started on the moon, but they're thinking Mars the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They want NASA to do moon, and Musk wants to do Mars. But the main thing is they don't want to have to depend on Earth. They want to grow their own food. They want to be able to sustain their own energy.
Wow.
I know. So this is their goal, is not to worry, not to need Earth. So here's Jacek Isaacman. He's Isaacman, the NASA administrator, cut 43.
We are starting to build a moon base. We are going to have uncrewed landings on a near monthly cadence. So these are robotic landings starting in the beginning of 2027. This is how we're going to test out mobility, crewed, uncrewed, power generation, surface comms, orbital comms. We're going to put up orbital observation satellites. We've even created a moon-based website and a moon-based social channel so people can log in, watch us building the base in near real time until we build up to maintaining that enduring presence on the moon.
It's just a wild concept. And then do we start talking about like who colonizes the moon?
Oh, yeah. Well, China's going to try to claim it. They're going to try to claim a huge portion. But what are the rules?
Well, actually, I was like, you can't claim the moon. And then I was like, well, America can.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
I want to.
Well, we know no one's coming. So we could do anything.
Yeah.
You know, golf or whatever. So they already had one problem, bathroom problem.
Yeah, they had a fan in the bathroom that wasn't working, and that became a story. But those are the things that engage people. You know, it's a headline that you click on. So, I certainly did.
So in the foreign person crew, there's a woman and there's a black man, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I thought this question was so great, and the way Victor Glover answered it, he's black, cut 46.
It is a big question, and I want to highlight, I guess, maybe one facet of this is the tension, I call it. I live in this, you know, this dichotomy between happiness that a young woman can look at Christina and just physicalize her passion or her interest, or even if it's not something she wants to do, she can just be like girl power, and that's awesome. And that young brown boys and girls can look at me and go, hey, he looks like me and he's doing what? And that's great. I love that. But I also hope we are pushing the other direction, that one day we don't have to talk about these first, that one day this is just, and I listen to this, that this is the human history. It's about human history. It's the story of humanity, not black history, not women's history, but that it becomes human history.
That's the most well-rounded answer I've ever heard.
Right.
It's true. There is a level of the first this, the first that. Okay, cool. But it's really about people.
Yeah.
There is so much more that unites us than separates us. We don't always have to focus on the
couldn't
superficial.
Couldn't have said that in 2020.
Yeah.
If you said that in 2020, it must be MAGA lunatic who doesn't understand that they're really a minority. They've been brainwashed.
For example, a reasonable thing to say.
I mean, this is the way it should be. Like, you ever have somebody from a small town makes it to the NFL or Major League Baseball? They go, no one from this town ever made it before. Okay. Noted. But then once you start playing, you're no longer the small town guy.
Yeah.
You're just a woman playing basketball at UConn who never had a basketball player recruited from my town. Yeah, that's noted. But then when it comes to playing, you just play. Good player. And then if you do a documentary, bring it up. But it shouldn't, your origin story shouldn't be out there. It should be, what are you doing now?
It's so cool. And, I mean, that's what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about the entire time.
Yeah.
And I loved that response. And beyond that, all of these astronauts have been asked about the achievements that they've, they're history making people. They're going to go down in history. And their answers are all very selfless in that. And I really do believe that they think this, that they're just doing this and this is their moment, but they're doing it for the next astronauts to go even further than them. It really feels like a whole team effort.
They're family. Like, if you talk to an astronaut, they all feel a part of the same group, but who don't even know each other. But a couple of things. I also think that one thing that happened is when we beat the Russians, that's part of the reason why we stopped being obsessed with it.
Because we did it.
Because we won. And maybe that, I'm just thinking now, maybe that's why they don't want to get caught up in a China race. It's not that they don't think we can win, but they're worried about when we win, are you going to lose interest? And I just think there's going to be sustained interest this time. That's going to be
different. Yeah, and you know what, speaking of interest, I know that you feel this way about sports and, you know, like the Olympics and the World Cup and how important it is for young people to see that and get inspired. And, you know, we played the clip of the little kid before who didn't curse. But I love that. And that is what this mission did for a lot of kids. I, for the first time, was able to watch this with my son, who's becoming old enough to somewhat conceptualize what's going on. He was so into it. He pretended to be a rocket ship afterwards. He was like, I love that rocket ship. You know, it's like, he won't remember, but it was an exciting moment for him. And I think it, you know, will, you know, get the wheels turning a little bit.
How about
that's
this?
The goal.
The next time there's a blast off, lift off, he's going to say, watch. I want
to
watch.
Yeah. He'll have something to pull from.
Yeah.
And that's nothing but positive.
Right. And do you know if you're having a boy or girl?
This time around, I'm having another boy.
You have another boy. Yeah. Have you picked out a name?
No, Brian, help me. Oh, my gosh. Can your callers call in with name suggestions?
Name suggestions.
I have no idea. I like...
Does your husband play a role in this?
Like 20%.
80-20, okay. So he does have a say.
And he knows that. There's this country song. It's like, you name the babies, I name the dogs. Who's the... Blake Shelton saying that. Right, I feel like if you're physically carrying the baby, you have like a little bit more.
I think you should.
But we both have veto power. Like he's vetoed some names.
Well, Brock's a good name.
Thank you. Yeah, I always remember that you said that.
That's a good name. It's said, you know, I got it.
Well, so here's the thing. I feel like people, maybe it's because I call him by his name and not my son, but I feel like it's a little bit memorable. I don't know. But I think a lot of people do know his name. And my husband wants this baby to be named Jack, which is a name that I love, but it's more common, although I do like it, so that's the pickle that I'm in.
Right.
I want to name the kid. Should I say it? Should I say what I want to name the baby? Okay.
Right now, who's winning? What the name is winning?
My husband, because I don't know if I'm 100%. I want to name the baby Stone.
Oh, I love that.
You do?
Don't you love that? Do you like that?
Okay. What do you think? I mean, I'm getting more negative feedback than positive, and I can be easily swayed by other people's opinions
on
names.
No, I think it's really good. You know, everyone's going to say Stone Phillips of 2020.
I don't know who that is.
Wow. Do you guys know who Stone Phillips is? You guys do, right?
Of the show 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of him before.
Yeah. So that's the only time I ever heard the word Stone.
So now we're thinking Jack Stone. Stone is a middle name, but nobody knows your middle name.
You could use it.
Yeah,
you could choose
to
use it.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know.
All right.
I think about it a lot.
I'll tell you what.
Do you like the name Bear? Isn't it your dog?
Yeah.
I like the name Bear for a boy, too, but my husband's like, you're not giving birth to a dog.
But Bear Grylls, that's got to be a nickname.
No.
But that's got to be a nickname. That can't be his real name.
I think it's his middle name, actually. I Googled it.
Wow. You did look it up.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, if you could name Carly's kid.
Yeah, name Carly's kid. Oh,
how much time do we have?
Can we do a telethon? I'll pay you. Name my kid.
All right. And how much time do we have?
Till July. Till July 25th.
Oh, we got time.
Oh, yeah.
1-866-408-7669. Or if you want to write me, go to briankilmeade.com. Just click on comments, and I'm just going to send them to Carly. She needs a name. She needs you.
Namecarly'sKid.com.
Back in a moment.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash? Fast. At Liz Buys Houses, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. We understand that facing difficult situations like lifestyle changes requires support. So whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. With Liz Buys Houses, you close on your schedule in as little as 7 days. Selling your house can feel overwhelming, but we're here to simplify the process and to give you peace of mind at every stage. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Liz Buys Houses. Real cash. Real fast. For your free, no-obligation cash offer, text CASH to 303030. Again, text CASH to 303030. Text CASH to 303030.
Furnished by Sell My House Fast. Liz Buys Houses does not guarantee transaction results. See LizBuysHouses.net for terms. Text and data rates apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
In an election year, many people ask which polls I trust. So let me share some basic guidelines. Arguably, the most important thing is look for polls that use probability-based or random sampling. That gives the best chance the results reflect the broader population. Whether the sample is all adults or a list of registered voters, and whether interviewing is on the phone, online, or by mail, or a combination of those, you want a truly random sample. You should easily be able to find that information. If you can't, don't trust the results. That's how important transparency is. Transparency applies to things like the dates the survey was conducted, how many people were interviewed, the margin of error, what questions were asked, and who sponsored the research. Is it nonpartisan? All those things matter. Even then, not all polls are equal. Finally, avoid opt-in or self-select online polls. Those are just for entertainment. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
This is Fox on Justice. A case in Fairfax County, Virginia is drawing national attention. Emails Fox 5 DC obtained show police last year warned prosecutors that given his alleged history of stabbings and assaults, if Abdul Jalloh were out of jail, he would, quote, maliciously wound or worse again. Fairfax County police say he did just that last month, stabbing and murdering Stephanie Minter at a bus stop. Now his case and Democratic Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger have drawn the attention of national Republicans, like Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt.
She will not work with ICE. If for some reason this monster gets released, she will not let ICE know when he's being released.
On her first day in office, Spanberger signed an executive order that ended state police and corrections agreements with ICE. The Department of Homeland Security says Jalloh is from Sierra Leone and entered the U.S. illegally in 2012. In 2020, a judge ordered his removal, but immigration officials have had challenges getting Sierra Leone to accept its citizens. Rich Edson, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Carly Shimkus asked for help. Ask for help from the Brian Kilmeade radio show, and people are jumping on the lines. Carly, naming your second baby.
Wow.
The first one, he's a great kid, full of energy, future quarterback in my view, or middle linebacker, Brock.
Yes.
I love the name.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everybody who just who's into the name that baby game.
Okay, here is Wally in St. Pete Beach, Florida. Wally, give Carly an idea.
Right. Carly, I've worked on this for a while. You name the baby on the birth certificate TBD, and then for the fifth birthday, let the boy or the girl choose the name they want.
Would you say, you call the kid, the young boy, TBD for 5 years?
Well, that's just for the birth certificate because they're going to want something, so to be determined.
That is hilarious.
Right.
Well, he's 5 years old. What if he's like, I want to be named Buzz Lightyear?
I know. It's true. Maybe we should
Wally,
wait for
creative thinking outside the box. I
right.
love it.
Rudy,
10 out of 10.
Rudy in Topeka, Kansas. Rudy, what should Carly name her baby?
Hey, Bennett. Bennett. Our boy's name is Bennett. We love it.
Do you use the full name or you go Ben?
No, we just go Bennett.
Bennett is on my short list. I'll tell you. So we are on the same page, my friend.
Cool.
Thank you.
That is awesome. How about Tony in Florida? Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning. Carly, I think you should try doing something that we've done with my family. It's a real easy formula. If it's a boy, the first name is named after somebody in the father's family. The middle name is taken by someone in the mother's family. And vice versa for a girl. If it's a girl, then the first name comes from somebody on the mother's family, and the middle name comes from somebody on the father's family, and this keeps your family heritage going.
Okay, so if you do this, could you give me a name?
Okay, so it would be Leo, because that's a big family name for my husband's family. And then my side of the family, my dad's name is Edward. So it would be Leo Edward if we followed that formula.
Wow. And lastly, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you. That
now
was great.
We're talking about the African-American astronaut. Mm-hmm. And how he said, I just don't want it to be that's the most important thing. Eric in North Carolina. Eric, what's your perspective?
Hey, how you doing? As a black male who served in the Navy for 20 years and you know, a golfer, you know, a sports enthusiast, you know, we naturally and organically got rid of the term black quarterback, because that was a thing. We naturally and organically got rid of the term black golfer, and we naturally and organically got rid of black Navy SEAL and other special forces titles. And I believe that they will come as we continue to excel as people. But as a black male, yes, I do want to represent
for the young kids. I love that. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, and that's what the astronaut was saying.
I love that.
Carly, best of luck. We gave you some ideas.
I love it. Buzz Lightyear.
We got some
number
time.
One.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home? Well, there's one thing that'll get it sold fast and at the highest price. Ready? Find the best real estate agent to help you sell it. Simple, right? But how do you find the best real estate agent? That's easy. Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. On Ready and only on Ready, the best agents near you compete for your business. And get this, they pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, the best agents put up their money to be your real estate agent. A cash bonus up front, usually thousands of dollars. Extra money in your pocket on day one, just so you'll pick them to be your agent. How much cash? $2,000, $5,000, $10,000? Find out. It's easy and it's free. Just go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com, or call 888-270-READY, 888-270-READY, and get paid to pick your agent.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Fox News is reporting tonight that the missing service member that was shot down Friday over Iran has been found and extracted. Correspondent Andrew Stewart is following this developing story and files this report.
U.S. forces have found and extracted that missing American service member in Iran. The rescue comes after Iran shot down one of our fighter jets last Friday. The rescue team is now safely out of Iran. The stranded service member had retreated to a cliffside area where he remained since Friday.
President Trump has issued a statement tonight saying that the service member rescued in Iran is injured but, quote, will be just fine, and that the U.S. was monitoring his location. The rescue team operation suffered no injuries as they extracted the service member. We'll continue to provide updates on this developing story. There are reports that there could be more changes in the Trump administration.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Astronauts are close to the moon, by the way, and here's this report.
Astronauts on board the Artemis spacecraft describing Saturday the extraordinary things they had already seen a few days into their 10-day mission to travel around the moon. Jeremy Hansen on The View.
And it just felt like we were falling out of the sky back to Earth. And I said to Reed, it feels like we're going to hit it. It's amazing that we're actually going to go around and miss this thing.
Correspondent Julie Walker filing that report. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
It's an Easter tradition in Michigan.
The annual Marshmallow Drop is hosted by Wayne County Parks. This year's event took place 2 hours apart in Trenton and Westland, Michigan. Hundreds of people cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger unloaded the treats out of a sack and onto the grass below. David Alexander was in Westland with his two kids, 7 and 10 years old.
It was cool. It was a little wild. It was cool, though. It was fun, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the helicopter drop the... do that, little thingy-thingy. It was cool.
At each location, the helicopter made 3 passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A company in eastern China is using AI-powered machines to sort clothes and boost recycling. It offers a glimpse into how AI could help reduce the impact of synthetic textile waste. The fast-sort textile machine was named as Time Magazine's Best Inventions of 2025. More at townhall.com. It's another historic milestone for an NBA rookie.
Cooper Flagg has scored 51 points to become the first teenager to reach the 50-point mark in an NBA game. Rookie number one pick of the Dallas Mavericks scored 24 points in the fourth quarter alone in a 138-127 loss to the Orlando Magic. Flagg's previous career high was 49. Bob Agner reporting.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says despite the hardships due to the war in Iran, he believes the conflict must continue.
But in the long run, it is to our great, great national security advantage that we finally defang and neuter this terrorist revolutionary regime that has been spreading chaos and violence against the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he mourns for those who've lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury and prays for those who've been injured. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you. Of course, we are at 1211 6th Avenue. Gerard Baker is going to be with us from the Wall Street Journal. Here's what the title that captured our attention, the headline. You may already have won the Iran war. He's going to expand on that from a financial perspective. Also, President got some great news today. They expected 59,000 jobs and unemployment to tick up. Unemployment stayed the same, and we added 176,000 jobs. That is huge. Standing by, Vice Admiral Robert Horowitz spent his youth in Iran and now is into working with, going to tell us how we're doing in our effort to defeat Iran. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
I know the United States has done this 1968 through 1972, but it's just, this is unbelievable that we can put our minds to something and pull it off. This is an unbelievable technical accomplishment.
Yes, that is astronaut Reid Wiseman on schedule. Artemis 2 is out of Earth's orbit, now whipping around the moon. The astronauts talk to Fox. We have the inside story.
Number two.
It's a rough job to ask somebody who wants to have a good reputation in the law, which a lot of lawyers tend to want. A lot of the candidates have nice jobs now, and I don't see it being too attractive to a lot of people.
Moving out, change at the White House and the Pentagon. Maybe there is more to come from Trump and Hegseth. We have the second year changes. Are they for the better? We'll discuss.
Number one.
What we have to do is open it up ourselves, and we have the capability to do that. And then at some point, we would pass it to allies and partners. Mm-hmm. For them to continue to do it. We may have to give them a couple of assets that we have that uniquely that they may not have. But nonetheless, this is a very doable.
And that is General Keane with me talking about the plan that he had a chance to look at and examine that shows a way to open up the strait that we should do. Epic Fury cannot be won, as much success as we've had, if that strait is closed and Iran's in control, as hampered as they would be. Vice Admiral Robert Horwood, he's the senior advisor with the Iran Policy Project, Hewitt Institute for National Security of America. Vice Admiral, welcome.
Brian, good to be with you.
So do you agree with the general, and for me, for what it's worth, that you cannot say you won if the strait's in Iran's hands? And they're charging
tolls? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's been the objective since day one. And part of that is their ability to project missiles, hit missiles. So the missiles in the straits have remained a priority from day one. And I can sense a little bit of the president's frustration that that has not been accomplished. And we can do it. Of course, there's risk associated. But there's also a lot of other people have more interest, just as the president has said, in this than we are. So I'll be curious to see how NATO responds here after their meetings ongoing today. But the straits are important to everyone.
And the thing is, if Iran's never in control again, that is tremendous progress because they've always hung that over everybody's head, correct?
That's exactly right. For their whole entity, they wanted to control the straits. And here's the more important part. If we didn't do this now, there may have been a point 2 or 3 years from now where we could not do it. So don't squander this opportunity to get a long-term solution here. I think this first outreach from some of the political leaders in Iran that, hey, we're offering to give you this, maybe an indicator of where we are in the war.
So here is, I know, that I guess what you're referring to, too, is the U.K. convened about 40 different world leaders yesterday on a Zoom call to talk about what they're going to do, and then nothing concluded from it, but they're talking. So yesterday we blew up one of the brand-new biggest bridges in Tehran, and we put the video out there and say more to come. Their answer was to rocket the UAE, Abu Dhabi. They hit a gas field. They shut it down. They hit a Kuwaiti refinery, and they went for Saudi Arabia, but the drones were eliminated. So your thoughts about what they have left?
That's all they have left, and you're exactly right. Once we get rid of that, the regime's done. That's their lifelines. They have two lifelines left, controlling the straits and their ability to launch missiles and drones. Once those are done, the regime is at risk, if not done. The capture of an American pilot today adds a new wrinkle to it and will, I'm sure, escalate the conflict to a different level.
Capture an American pilot, that's true?
That's correct. We lost an aircraft today, was shot down, and pilot's on the ground, and we believe has been captured by the IRGC.
Wow, I did not know that. Last night they claimed to have shot down a jet. We said all of our accounted for, but you just gave us new information, so... thank you for that. So we'll look to see what that does change things, but it does amp things up. Just like if we go into the Strait and grab an island, there's a chance you could take casualties there. There's a chance they could get lucky and hit one of the ships, right?
That's exactly right. And it's interesting to watch the Israelis. Remember, their strategy was go after the leadership. You may be seeing some results on that based on now you have some of these political leaders coming out and tweeting that, hey, we can work through the nuclear issue. We can work through. So both of those efforts, the Israeli campaign to eradicate the leadership, while we're focused on missiles and the straits, are coming together. And at one point, they'll culminate to really focus the capability on the center of gravity, which I think it will ultimately be the regime, but we've got to solve this missile and the straits first.
So President Trump put this out 1 hour ago. With a little more time, we can easily open up the Hormuz Strait, take the oil, and make a fortune. It would be a gusher for the world, Donald Trump. So if we're in control, he wants to not only be in control of it, he wants to actually take a piece of it, it seems. But he has to understand that no one's going to consider it a victory if Iran's in control. Right now, they're charging millions of dollars just to go through. And they're picking and choosing who's going to be going through. I mean, that cannot stand. The other thing to keep in mind, there's a CNN report that says they still have half of their launchers and half of their drones, and some missile factories on the coast have not been touched. What do you hear, Admiral?
No, I'm hearing a little bit different than that. That everywhere we know they exist, we go after it. But let's get back to this oil thing. I know everybody's concerned about the price of oil now, but I think the president has it right. If this regime flips and looks west instead of east, the flow of oil coming out of the region changes the whole dynamics. You're going to see an end state where oil is half of what it was before the conflict started, not what it is today. So that's the potential of all of this. And the ability to have a government in Iran that's part of the international community changes the economic dynamics, not just in the region, but globally. So I think that's the end state everyone's hoping for. And I think that's the end state that NATO allies, the Europeans, are talking about today. Because they ultimately do need to be a part of this because it affects them dynamically.
Look, if NATO didn't want to get involved in Venezuela and we were jammed up in Venezuela, I could see it. They'll say, hey, that's not my hemisphere. We have no problem with them. I got no history with them. If Cuba goes south and we're having struggle, I get it. If you want to ignore us, that's your option. Got it. But when you say the strait is in your wars or it's an illegal war and you can't use our bases, I mean, how outrageous is it? Austria, Spain, Italy, Germany says we can't use our own bases in their countries.
But yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. And I just did a European swing in the last week. And I went on and said, I won't name those countries, but I saw tankers. I saw fighters. I saw certain countries are in support and accommodating. So it's not wholeheartedly. And again, as you've talked about, I think NATO at the end of the day in Europe is going to realize this opportunity and they're going to have to be involved, inevitable. If they don't do it now and we do leave, they've got a much bigger problem on their hand down the road. So I think inevitably they will get involved.
All right,
and
so
be a partner, the partners they need to be.
So here's what Yvette Cooper said, the British foreign minister who put the call together yesterday. Cut three.
We are focusing on the diplomatic and international planning measures, including collective mobilisation of our full range of diplomatic and economic tools and pressures, and also action to guarantee the safety of trapped ships and seafarers, and effective coordination that we need across the world to enable a safe and sustained opening of the straits.
And they left that meeting without any conclusions, Admiral. So we would need probably escort ability at some point, but they don't want to get involved until the shooting stopped. But the shooting will be drones, the shooting will be rockets, and it might be mines, right?
That's correct. And just because the shooting hasn't stopped doesn't mean they're not going to be involved. Intelligence, logistics, there's other ways they can support. And I think you're seeing some of that from her statement right there indicate they're willing to do some of those things. So, again, I think those are good first steps, but ultimately it's going to take a lot more than that. And they'll come to that realization inevitably because it's in their own best national security interests.
Admiral, I understand the president doesn't brief them and he gets under their skin, but in the big picture, they got to understand that they have very little leverage here. I mean, nobody is supporting, that I know of, Spain. 1.4% of their GDP, want nothing to do with the war, especially set like almost an overture out to Iran and Austria, as well as Italy. Italy says you can't use our base in Sicily. I think that's outrageous. Here's what Matt Whitaker said about NATO and our relationship. As you know, he is our ambassador there, Cut 5.
You know, as the United States representative to NATO, I am on the president's side in this situation. But I can also, I think, give some good context and color as to what's going on in real time here in Europe. But ultimately, you know, the president's going to make a decision. He's going to say whether or not the United States is going to continue with this relationship. I think ultimately the time is now for our NATO allies to explain why they're beneficial to the United States of America and step up. And I've been saying this now for a year, as today is my one-year anniversary of being sworn in.
So, I mean, he's got to bring that message. I know he's got the respect of our military, Whitaker. I wonder if he has the respect of our allies in this alliance. What do you hear?
Well, you know, it's interesting you use the word respect, because before this war, I heard from our partners in Europe, our partners in the Middle East, they had lost respect for us. And more importantly, no one feared us. Well, let me tell you, that dynamic has changed dramatically. Now they do understand we are willing to use force to meet our national security objectives, but we're not focused specifically on theirs. If they want that, they've got to be partnered. And it is in their national security interest, not just today, but more importantly for the future. And I think politically they're going to come to that realization. So slowly we're going to have to turn this carrier going in a different direction in Europe. I think it's somewhat inevitable. And my hat's off to the ambassador there, who has the hard job of pushing that agenda. But because of the moral and operational high ground, I think he'll get there.
So this is what we could tell you. The Middle East News writes, Iran said on Friday the Islamic Revolutionary Guard defenses had shot down an F-35. A spokesman for Iran's Air Force Central Headquarters said the jets completely destroyed and that the pilot's chances of survival were low. Axios is saying Iran has shot down a fighter. According to two sources, it would be the first time since the beginning of the war. The U.S. military and the White House didn't immediately respond. And now there's a search and rescue operation out, Admiral Harwood.
That's what I'm hearing. I heard an F-15. I heard the pilot was down. I heard he was in IRGC hands. So we'll have to see how that plays out today. But if that is the situation where we have one of our pilots in the hands of the Iranians, it will sure change the dynamics in a lot of different ways.
In what way?
Well, they have another bargaining chip. They're going to leverage that guy. They're going to put him on camera, as we've seen occurred with pilots before. And this is kind of indicative where warfare is going at all. There's great risk associated with those pilots. Can we accomplish that with unmanned aircraft, strike aircraft? And so that's all coming. Our future planning and consideration is taking that into account. And that gives you another reason for U.S. boots on the ground. It wasn't just to open up the straits, the Bab al-Mandab, keep those waterways. But if we've got people on the ground and we have the opportunity to recover them, we may use those forces for that.
Okay, so a couple of things. Lastly, I know you have friends still in Iran. What are they saying about the things, what's happening on the ground?
Most of them are cheering. As they've told me, when they hear strikes, they don't run to the basements. They go up on the roof and look. So, again, I think all of these effects are playing out in Iran with the people. And as we've said from the day, that's what's going to turn the tide. So I think these are indicators of our commitment and present opportunities to help move and influence the regime, if not replace the regime. So all the people I'm hearing from in Iran are still cheering and anticipating the final outcome.
Do they have anybody have any guns to maybe take their country back?
I don't know that, Ryan. As you know, my philosophy from day one, we should have gotten guns to people. So that may be going on behind the grounds. I sure hope we're preparing for that. And that could play out into your calculus of U.S. boots on the ground. Are you going to put them in somewhere where they can help instigate and build that upsurge from the people? So, again, another option for the president tied in with the Israelis or intel community and where that opposition resides and how we can best galvanize it.
Admiral, a lot of moving parts. Thanks so much. I appreciate Admiral Harwood joining us on this Friday. Back in a moment.
He just doesn't read the headlines. He breaks them down. Real talk, real news. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash? Fast. At Liz Buys Houses, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. We understand that facing difficult situations like lifestyle changes requires support. So whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. With Liz Buys Houses, you close on your schedule in as little as 7 days. Selling your house can feel overwhelming, but we're here to simplify the process and to give you peace of mind at every stage. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Liz Buys Houses. Real cash, real fast. For your free, no-obligation cash offer, text CASH to 303030. Again, text CASH to 303030. Text CASH to 303030.
Furnished by Sell My House Fast. Liz Buys Houses does not guarantee transaction results. See LizBuysHouses.net for terms. Text and data rates apply.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
It turns out the happiest place on earth is not Disney World, but Finland. According to the recently released World Happiness Report from Oxford University and Gallup, the Northern European nation ranked highest overall. The survey's authors say Nordic countries ranked in the top 10 because they used their oil wealth to create welfare states that protect people from economic risk, leaving more time for social activities. One resident, Rosa Arnold, says it's about being optimistic.
I think you just have to be hopeful and positive.
Well, what does God say about being happy? How does God measure our happiness? Turns out, nowhere in the Bible does God promise us happiness. That's an emotion dependent on our situation, which usually fluctuates from day to day or moment by moment. God's directive is to be holy. Because we are made in His image, holiness brings a joy and contentment independent of any of life's ups and downs. To find out more, go to foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A recent survey finds one-third of Americans make financial sacrifices in order to pay health care bills. That's according to findings by the West Health Gallup Center on Healthcare in America. Roughly 82 million people in the U.S. are making sacrifices, including skipping meals, driving less, and taking medications less than prescribed. Households making less than $24,000 per year feel the financial strain the most, while one quarter of those earning $90,000 to $120,000 a year also say they make trade-offs to pay for healthcare expenses. In a separate survey by the center, some adults also reveal they were delaying major events, including getting surgeries, changing jobs, and buying a new home because of high healthcare costs. The study looked at roughly 20,000 adults and was conducted from June through August of 2025. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Wayne County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Living in Orion isn't quite the same as being at home with our families, but yes, some of the exciting things are the burns that we do. They kick off with such an acceleration that most things that you see Velcroed around that aren't actually fastened down all fall down to the floor of Orion. But speaking of floors and ceilings, it actually is just all by convention only. There is no difference between up and down. And so, yes, I've been sleeping with my feet there and my head down here, and it's mm-hmm. very comfortable. I think I'll probably stay there the whole mission unless someone kicks me out. So we're finding out how to make this space capsule a home.
So that is the astronaut speaking out from the space station. And Trace Gallagher last night, space capsule, the Orion. It flawlessly executed the six-minute maneuver known as the translunar ejection burn that she just referred to. Just over a day into the mission, Orion has gone around the moon, it's around the Earth twice, and now is slingshotting its way to the moon. And it's going to go further than any we've ever been before into space to go around the dark side of the moon, and then come back. It's going to be a 10-day mission at the same time, starting in 27. You heard the NASA administrator say we're going to start putting equipment onto the moon, life-sustaining equipment, eventually putting together a nuclear reactor and different things you'll need to sustain life so they won't be dependent on Earth. That is the goal, and that's the best way to make sure China doesn't claim the moon as theirs. Okay, well, if we had to make a choice, I'd choose the Earth over the moon, but I don't know why we have to make a choice. We might have already won the war. That's the headline of George Baker, Wall Street Journal editorial. He'll tell us more about it in a moment.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What we have to do is open it up ourselves, and we have the capability to do that. There are well thought out plans to do that.
So you've seen these plans?
I understand in a general sense what it is. And those plans, the people in charge of them have a lot of confidence in doing it because they play war games and the like to do this sort of thing. We think we can absolutely accomplish that mission. And then at some point, we would pass it to allies and partners for them to continue to do it. We may have to give them a couple of assets that we have that uniquely that they may not have. But nonetheless, this is a very doable.
So that is General Jack Keane with me this morning on Fox and Friends talking about the need to take back the Strait and move forward, that the campaign is going exceedingly well. We are following the other story of U.S. sources saying that an F-35 was shot out of the sky yesterday or today. And as the Iranians, according to the report, said there's no way anyone could survive this, we're doing a search and rescue operation. Gerard Baker is talking about this as he writes in his column this week. He's editor-at-large of the Wall Street Journal. Gerard, welcome back.
Hello, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So your title caught my attention. You said you may have already won the Iran war, and it's in contrast to everybody who says we already lost it. So why do you think it was necessary for you to take this position?
Well, if you read the whole column, my point is not that we have won the Iran war. My point is that anybody who has any certainty about what's happened after just a month is blowing smoke, frankly. We it's ridiculous to say that we've already lost the war. I've read so many pieces in the last couple of weeks saying this is the greatest disaster, military disaster, in American history. And then I've read, but it's also equally ridiculous to say we won the war. We know we haven't won the war. I've read pieces saying this is the greatest military victory for the United States since the American Revolution. Well, I think Dwight D. Eisenhower and Ulysses S. Grant might want to have a word about that. Look, it's too early to say. You're right. The military campaign has been a remarkable success. And the fact, by the way, and obviously right now this morning, we're praying for those pilots who were in that plane that appears to have been shot down and hope that they can be rescued and everything is safe. But that, the fact that we're very concerned about that is itself a kind of telling observation on the strength of the U.S. military campaign, because it's the first plane in 5 weeks, the first plane that's actually been shot down, been shot out of the skies in a military campaign in which we've inflicted untold damage. We've taken out probably every single plane the Iranians may have, every ship they have, everything else. And we're concerned, understandably, about the loss of one plane. So militarily, there's no question this campaign has gone well. But we don't yet know what the strategic implications of this will be. We do know that Iran's regime is still in place, and we do know that they still have a grip on the Strait of Hormuz. You just talked to General Jack Keane about this, and to me, that does seem, before we can declare victory, either in an ideal world, we'd remove the Iranian regime. That's what we would all like to see, because that will lead to long-term peace in the region. But at minimum, we do need to ensure that they don't remain in control of the Strait of Hormuz. And I think that is the next phase of this. And when we do that, we leave, if we relax their grip on the Strait of Hormuz, and therefore on the world shipping supply, and therefore on, the world's oil supply and the shipping that goes through it, and the fact that, oil prices are double what they were 2 months ago. If we do that, if we loosen their grip on the Strait of Hormuz, then I think we can start to talk about a really significant strategic victory. But we're not there yet.
So let's talk about our allies. Yvette Cooper, the British foreign minister, convened 40 leaders yesterday to see what they could do on the Strait, cut three.
We are focusing on the diplomatic and international planning measures, including collective mobilization of our full range of diplomatic and economic tools and pressures, and also action to guarantee the safety of trapped ships and seafarers, and effective coordination that we need across the world to enable a safe and sustained opening of the Strait.
So they're beginning to make progress, they said, but nothing was concluded from it. What do you hear?
Yeah, look, the Europeans, they've been holding a meeting yesterday, a wide-ranging group of countries that are all obviously affected by the shutting down of the Strait, which is more or less what we've seen. And look, there is the capacity there to deal with this. It's been reported, I see this morning, that a French ship has gone through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, that's kind of either interesting and encouraging on one level, or it's very alarming on another level,
because
if countries are going to start doing deals,
yep,
that's not a good thing. What I think the British are trying to do, in their very kind of rather slow and clumsy and inept way, is to finally try and get some international, almost kind of international enforcement operation to make sure that the Strait is open. And I think that is, one way to go. I suspect, however, that is still going to require, I doubt that there's any willingness on the part of any of the Europeans or the Japanese or anybody else to go and, to put their troops in harm's way, in a way either through minesweeping operations or more likely, because this is the more likely way it would happen, to take out the Iranian facilities on the shores of the gulfs there in the Strait of Hormuz. They're not going to do that. So some kind of a deal is more likely with the Iranians. And again, I don't like the idea of that. If Iran is operating essentially a toll booth on the Strait of Hormuz,
which they are,
with the cooperation of the international community, of so-called international community, you know, that's not good news. That means Iran's going to make the oil production. They could basically just turn and to open and close the toll booth whenever they like to hold the world economy to hostage. So that's a ransom. So that's, you know, let's see what progress the rest of the world makes in trying to pull this off. But it's nothing I've heard so far makes me encouraged that this is actually going to reduce Iran's power in that region. If anything, it might actually increase it.
All right, and when we talk about the economic hit, Kevin Book, the managing director of Clearview Energy Partners, was on with Brett last night, and he talks about the disruptions on the oil and gas. And then, Jerry Baker, I'd love for you to weigh in. Cut 16.
On a net export basis, the United States could say that it has a certain amount of energy independence and has really since 2019. If you go back to the early part of the previous decade, we were net exporters of refined petroleum products. But we are, as you say, connected to the world. More than 60% of oil moves across national borders, a lot of it on ships. And when it does, it carries the price with it. So a shortage anywhere in the world is a problem for all of the world.
So he was just trying to explain to people that just because we have oil and gas doesn't mean we have control, because it's a global market, right?
It's a global commodity, which means it's the price, the price that U.S. energy producers charge is exactly more. There are some slight differences, but it's broadly the same as the price that Chinese consumers will pay. It's a global commodity, and you know it's priced the same everywhere. So while there is benefit to the U.S. from oil prices being high, the benefit to U.S. oil companies, and by the way, that all feeds through into the broader economy too. You know, their profits will be higher. That will be recycled into the economy. The dollar will probably be stronger. Our terms of trade, as it's called by economists, will be better. That is all beneficial. It doesn't alter the fact that consumers are going to be paying, as I just did when I filled up my car yesterday, $5 a gallon here in New York, or $4 a gallon in the rest of the country, which is 30-40% higher than it was. Plus, not just, of course, gasoline, but all those oil-based products. Everything from, as we know, fertilizer to certain types of food to plastics to pretty well everything in your iPhone, in your smartphone, you know, that is made from, ultimately, from oil-derived products, oil-derived materials. So that's all going to be more expensive for us. Yeah, it does help U.S., you know, certain U.S. companies, and it helps more broadly, you know, in some ways for the U.S., but it doesn't alter the facts that consumers are going to get hit hard if these oil prices remain as high as they are. American consumers as much as everybody else.
Absolutely, and we'll see what happens in the region, but I just am outraged that the Austrians, the Spanish, the French, the British, the Italians all said we can't use our bases.
Well, they weren't consulted about this war. They don't think it's a good idea. Their populations are against it, just as most of the American people seem to be against it, according to the opinion polls. They think in some respects, in some countries, in some of those countries, not in Britain, but in some of those other countries, they actually think it's an illegal war, and they don't want to be involved in it. I think they have an interest in doing what they can, their own interest in helping to win this, but I can also understand that these, you know, countries that, where many of them are very fragile governments with very hostile populations that are extremely hostile now to the United States, that have become extremely negative to the United States since Donald Trump threatened to invade Greenland, and supports Russia really largely against Ukraine. Those countries are not very favorably disposed to the United States. So even though they're in a difficult position, those governments, because I think while they understand the importance of winning this war and of helping the U.S. if they can to win this war, their populations will turf them out.
Right. They were really worried about genocide in Gaza, but it's okay if 30,000 are gunned down in Iran. They don't have any outrage. There's no marches for that unless you're Iranian. Here's General Jack Keane, Cut 12.
It's outrageous. Here we are doing something that's in our national interest, in the interest of allies in the region, to be sure, but in the world's interest. I mean, the world economy depends on a distribution of oil out of the Middle East. Everybody knows that. So the benefit that comes from pushing back the number one predator for almost five decades, Iran, and taking away their capability, everybody benefits from that. And the fact that they take such a narrow view of this, I mean, the president has a right to be furious over the fact that France will not let us fly over their airspace, that Italy and Germany and Spain are not letting these are U.S. bases and not letting us use our own U.S. bases to support the war. What are they thinking?
Yeah, I mean, If you can't get a hold of your population, understand that America is your only thing stopping Russia from running over your country eventually, and you have put nothing into your defense. And if you don't even want to let us use our stuff, that's a little crazy for me.
I think you and General Keane need to understand, I honestly feel very sad to say this, but I actually think probably most Europeans would quite like the United States to lose this war.
Yep.
I think they now regard the United States as fundamentally as an enemy. They regard Donald Trump as an enemy. They regard the things that he's done, again, over things like Greenland, threatening to take over Canada, you know, saying he needs to take over Canada, cozying up to Vladimir Putin, saying he doesn't really believe in NATO, that NATO, you know, the U.S. wouldn't come, saying things like, you know, all those who died fighting on behalf with the United States in Afghanistan and Iraq didn't really do anything, didn't contribute anything. Again, you can argue about the merits of that, but you can't really argue about the effect that it has on popular opinion. And I think most Europeans today, look, they're not favorably disposed towards Iran. They hate Iran. They know what a terrible country it is. But I think right now they probably regard the United States as a greater threat to them and a greater enemy to them than they regard Iran.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. Let's see how that goes for them. The next time they take hostages over there and where they have a terror attack against their interests, or they're paying tolls over in the Strait of Hormuz. If they think for a second that Iran was not a threat to their capital when they've already shown they had rockets that would hit their capitals. We had missile defense there for a while, just for Iran's reasoning. But everyone said, well, they don't have rockets that could hit that far. They told us they didn't. So let's just see who comes to their aid. Let's see if Russia comes to their aid.
Well, they don't expect Russia to come to their aid. But, you know, I think they'd also say, look, the U.S. fought two big wars in the Middle East, in particular in Iraq, which led to a massive, massive refugee displacement through Turkey. The U.S. fought, you know, ineffectively in Syria, too. And that resulted in, you know, many of them would argue that they've been more adversely affected by U.S. wars in the Middle East than they have by Iran. And again, that's true up to now. Now, as you say, Iran does have the military capability possibly to hit Europe. It never has done so, but it's certainly there as a potential. But again, the Europeans look at the state of the world at the moment. They look at the things that Donald Trump says about the world and what he says about them, and they, you know, again, they regard the United States as a bigger threat to them than Iran. Probably, as you say, maybe wrongly, but that's the view in Europe right now.
Right, that's great. They can't have it both ways. If they look at it as a threat, don't expect us to stay in NATO. And then good
right.
luck with that.
I don't think anybody thinks NATO is. I think most people in Europe think NATO is a dead letter right now. I don't think they expect the United States to defend them in the event of a war if Russia were to invade the Baltics or Eastern Europe.
We can reprogram that money because there are different places we could do to build up bases here in this country rather than put up bases in other countries that are going to decide whether we use them or not. So we'll see. And also the president did amend his statement, came back the next day about the sacrifices the British and French made in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Talk about the British in particular. He didn't, you know, obviously mention the Danes and the Germans and the Italians and the others who died there too. So, again, I'm just telling you what the view is in Europe. And again, I think it's a shocking thing to say, a really shocking thing to say. But I honestly believe that if you ask most Europeans, they probably see the United States as a bigger threat to their peace and security than they think Iran is.
That's really fascinating because if you look at Europe, too, have put like $3 into their military for the last 60 years, 70 years.
Oh, sure.
So they have no the British have no Navy. I can't believe I'm saying that. The French have almost nothing. And now they're like, well, and the Germans are just now realizing they need a defense. And the big story last year, they put money into it. And now they're going to go, okay, America's a bigger threat. All right, then you handle your threat.
They've lived in a fantasy land for 30 years of, you know, what wasn't really a fantasy land. I mean, you know, the U.S. did basically guarantee European security for 30 years, and it made them extremely complacent and lazy and made them fail to do any investment in their own defense. And yeah, the world, they do now, they have very belatedly, you know, too late, but very belatedly, they've realized that is no longer the case. And they need, they better start taking care of their own security. They better find ways to help their own economy grow. They don't believe anymore that they have an alliance with the United States. And they're probably right about that.
And the ones in the Gulf states have proven just the opposite. I mean, they've proved a stalwart. allies. In fact, UAE, I think, wants to fight again, wants to get involved the best they can anyway.
Well, they're not. I mean, they're not. They're not actually contributing anything militarily. They're just they're using lots and lots of U.S. bought weapons to shoot down the missiles that are being fired at them. They're not contributing. They haven't. I mean, again, to be fair to the Europeans, more than 1,000 European soldiers died in Afghanistan and Iraq. Not a single. So remember where 9/11 came from, Brian? It came from Saudi Arabia.
Well, I'm just telling
so
you.
Let's not get too excited about what a place.
But you're talking about the future. You're talking about currently. So we got to talk about currently. So if Europe feels one way, the Gulf states
are doing. What are the Arab countries doing militarily to help us win this war against Iran?
Well, militarily, they only have capable right now of defense. But I also think I got to go to break. But they also by freezing funds and freezing access, that'll get their attention because a lot of Iranians who have no economy are keeping their money in those states. So we'll see if they can have it both ways.
Those states are being directly attacked by Iran, and thank God they're using U.S. weapons, which they bought from us, but they're not contributing anything militarily to actually win this war.
Well, if they are asked, they would do it. And right now, they're not being asked, unlike the Europeans who just asked to help out with the Straits.
Why not?
But Jerry,
the ones who are directly under threat.
Unfortunately, the Wall Street Journal, Jerry Baker, thanks so much.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, you got it. Hey, by the way, United in the States tour is coming your way. First, May 30th, I'll be in Reno, Nevada. On stage, BrianKilmeade.com. It's going to be patriotic, inspirational, and hopefully motivational. But then in the fall, I got a bunch of dates. July 11th, I can't forget about that, Pensacola at the Sanger Theater. But then October 16th to Red Bank, New Jersey. October 17th in Westbury Music Fair on Long Island. Then Clearwater, Florida, November 7th. Jacksonville, Florida, November 8th. And then right outside St. Louis, Chesterfield, Missouri, November 21st. BrianKilmeade.com. Streamed on Fox Nation.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash? Fast. At Liz Buys Houses, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. We understand that facing difficult situations like lifestyle changes requires support. So whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. With Liz Buys Houses, you close on your schedule in as little as 7 days. Selling your house can feel overwhelming, but we're here to simplify the process and to give you peace of mind at every stage. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Liz Buys Houses. Real cash, real fast. For your free, no-obligation cash offer, text CASH to 303030. Again, text CASH to 303030. Text CASH to 303030.
Furnished by Sell My House Fast. Liz Buys Houses does not guarantee transaction results. See LizBuysHouses.net for terms. Text and data rates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.